Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I don't know what's going on right here. You know good and well, much as Ernie like to talk and much as he like to mess around, everybody else coming day off today. 4th of July was yesterday. If they celebrate today, they better be trying to get their butt back home so they get to work. But anyway, a whole lot of people took off today. We didn't know anything about it. You mean? I ain't got no days off, so I don't get no day vacation. Brother D, you out there, Brother D? Brother D must have took a vacation, and he back there talking on mute again. Brother D! Lord, I must have. Come off mute, brother.
Yeah, but no. No. Okay, no. I was here. I'm on mute.
Your phone needs to be tuned up because it sounds like doo-doo. But anyway, brother, how's on here? Too many giant phones now. Your phone sounds like rough, though, brother. Could y'all go on with the show and get started? So we get started. Ernie in a slow move. Everybody seems to be sleeping and hungover but me. I'm the one who should have been doing it. But could y'all go on with this show so we can get started? And get you a new phone while you're here.
Amen. My dog said get a new phone, man. I'm definitely in need of one. I don't feel good for again. I don't know what's wrong with me and these phones here of late. But we're going to ask the Lord in the process of Brother D get him a new phone. We're going to ask the Lord to continue to bless Brother Ernie. Continue to keep his business, his prospects ever even more over and over. You know, the Lord said he would bless you over and over. So I'm asking my brother if he would come in and say a prayer that the Lord will continue to do just what he said he would do, and that is truly blessed. Brother Tim, if you will.
Thank you, Brother D. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you saying thank you for another day, and thank you for being our God, and thank you, Lord God, for a sound mind and good portion of health and strength. Father God, we just say thank you for this show. We thank you for Brother Ernie. We ask that you keep him in his right mind and continue to fill him with wisdom, Lord, and knowledge. Father God, that he would instill it upon us, Lord. We thank you for this show. We thank you for his business that is there for us. And, Lord, we just ask that you make it prosperous. Bless his family and keep them in good health and strength. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. So when we have a problem, we know we can go to Brother Ernie. And he wants us to come to him. We just say thank you, Lord, for a brother like Ernie, a friend. And we just ask that you continue to bless this show, that it will accomplish exactly what it was sent forth to do. And we just say thank you that we're able to be friends with Ernie. We just say thank you, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to bless it, strengthen it, and keep it. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Brother Dog.
All right. Appreciate that, Brother Tim. And, You and Brother D better stick around because I read through the grapevine that y'all missed the prayer show this morning and people wondering where y'all was at. So y'all gonna have to answer that a little bit later on now. So I'll see y'all later on now. Yeah, y'all was absent this morning.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Hey guys, what's happening? It is July 5th. Yesterday be the 4th. Everybody have a good, fun day. Did you get all the barbecue you can stand? Tell you what, I had a good one. Hey, this is Ernie with Country Garden Nitrous Oxide Systems, bringing to you some information. Hopefully, might help your tune up, might help your old team out. If we can give you any assistance, give me a call. 1-800-648-7687, 1-800-NITROUS, and Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, and best transmissions you can find. and Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. Now, I've put his information up on Coffee Car's page again. So if you need him, which you do, give him a call. They'll get you some insurance on that car. He also does junior dragsters, insurance on the junior dragsters. So if you've got a junior dragster that you're running, you can get coverage on it just like you do on your car, declared value insurance. Well, it was kind of a slow weekend for everybody racing. I don't think I got the first race report. Well, I got a one guy that was going to a race. Except he lost three tires on the driver's side. You don't just lose three tires for no reason. After talking to him, yep, overloaded trailer and improper load size on the tires. And when you're pulling three axles on the trailer, that's great. That reduces the wear and tear on each axle. Without a reason, it reduces the weight load. But when one tire goes, it causes every other tire to get overrated. You know, you get in this hot weather, going up down the asphalt concrete, those tires get really hot. They're squirming. You've already broke the sidewalls on them. Bang. You're dead in the water. You know. I keep telling you, you got to have the right radio on your tires, the right size tires for your load, service your axles. You can't say that enough. Get those trailers serviced. The hottest part of the summer is coming. Those axle bearings, if they've got any wear and tear on them, especially with, like I say, heavy loads, you got to get a bearing. Nothing else. Get you some spare bearings and put them in your trailer. You don't have to have four if you got four axles or six, but they're not that expensive. You know, why not have six bearing assemblies? They're not that. Like I say they're not that expensive. If you can order them online, they're really reasonable. That's going to help your axles from destroying themselves. The guys on these tires, these trailers are overloaded. If you take a look at the GVW on your trailer, on the tag, it says GVD and net. Well, look at what the trailer weighs by itself. You've got a tandem axle trailer, it could be 7,000-8,000 pounds. Three axle trailer, 10,000-12,000 pounds. You have to figure that weight in on the GVW. I don't mean you got a 10,000 pound rig and, hey, I can put 10,000 pounds in it. My car weighs 3,000. Heck, I can just put all this other stuff in it. No, on a 10,000 pound trailer, GVW, it's probably got a net around 6,000 pounds, which means you actually only have a 4,000 pound load capacity. So if when in doubt, go to one of these truck scales. It might cost you a couple of bucks to go across the scale. Get your rig weighed, front axle, back axle, trailer, and find out where you really come up. And if your trailer is loaded like it should be to get true weight, when you put that back set of axles on that scale, it's going to put the tongue weight in with the rear axle. When you do that, you can see, are you tail heavy? Are you nose heavy? Is your trailer balanced? And then you get an idea of what kind of gross weight you've got. Because you got, if the man pulls you over, he looks at your title insurance and everything else. He sees what your GVW is. And they will pull out the scales on you. If he thinks it's overweight, if he sees the nose down, or if he sees the truck really squatted, he pulls out his scales, it's a bad day. Because you know it's overweight. No, not everybody's overweight. But I'm going to tell you, of all the racers I've been with, including myself, other than when I'm running a tractor trailer, I never went overweight. And I tried to keep it under at least 1,000 pounds. That way, there was never a question. But there was a lot of racers out there that got busted by the men. And he could get really insensitive about your wallet. They don't have warning tickets. They have in-service and out-of-service tickets. And then they have tickets. So pay attention. Get your stuff up to date. Get the right tires on it. Check all your lights. Doug, what you got going this tonight?
Well, Ernie, I got two things going. The first thing is, we know it's the 4th of July. You sound like you drunk. You ain't sounding real enthusiastic. And if you're laying on the couch or wherever you're at, I hear all that background noise over there, Ernie. So that's the first thing you need to do. Get up like me. Make pretend like we in a good mood. Make pretend like we ain't tired. Because you sound a little tired today, even though you're sounding good, but you're sounding tired. And I can hear that background noise because you're at home today. But anyway, let me get your steps on in and see can I get him to talking to you to wake you up. Tim House, help brother, honey. I still hear that background noise.
Oh, my God. Hey, Tim, what's happening, sir?
Hey, Ernie. I just came on to ask you your opinion on some things. And if you were building a big block or if you were even building a small block, Ernie, what do you like? Do you like these gargantuan motors or do you like the small motors, I just say like a 632 or something like that? What is Ernie like and why? How come, Ernie, you like that? And the same thing with a small block. If you tell me what you like, Ernie. I hear you always helping everybody else. I hear you you know, talking about nitrous and all that. What is Ernie like? What would you do, Ernie, if you had an opportunity right now? What would Ernie like?
Well, in today's world, I was always a big block guy. Always, when I say big block, the bigger the better. 632, you know, well, 4.4, 468, 632, 706, stuff like that. But then in today's world, I look at this, the LS motors, and see how simple it is to make really, really good horsepower out of them. The car, you know, a car is a car. But the cost of taking an LS7, you get a later model LS7 or an LS3 out of the Corvette, something like that. Change the camshaft, change the valve springs. Kind of padded on the butt, you and put nitrous on it, you got a pretty bad piece. I mean, it's easy to get 1,000 horsepower out of them. And if you're building an old school motor, the only reason why you're building it is because you like old school motors, because this new stuff is so much better. So I would build an LS right now and look for a very light car to put it in. That way I can put my weight where I want it. And I'm going to put most of the weight right over the axle. That way I can go to a lot of these races and you got plenty of sprung weight and unsprung weight, depending on where you're hanging your weight. But you can make the car do what you want it to do. And like I say, you can buy an LS motor and transmission $1,500, you buy the whole car for $1,500 sometimes, you find one that's wrecked. And you're going to probably spend $3,000 on it unless you're going to get into going electronic fuel injection. So, I mean, I'd probably put an intake on it and a carburetor and some nitrous. So I'd have about $6,000 in it. And you got a piece that you can go out there and literally run to death. Because if these motors don't have over 250,000 miles on them, I don't even recommend taking the bottom end apart. If they're not smoking, leave them alone. Run it. If it starts smoking, then fix it. Don't fix something that ain't broke. Add your pieces to it. So I'd definitely be an LS man right now. The Fords are doing good, but I think the LSs are, as typical, so much less expensive to build and to make gigantic horsepower. So that's the way I would go. Back to you, Mr. Stem.
Well, thank you. And so you saying that you don't necessarily or would use the 958 or something like that. You like the smaller cubic inches, like 706 or something like that. Is that correct?
If I was going to build an LS, and let's just say we've got a good LS aluminum block, whatever we want, you know, 5.360, whatever. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get me a jet block, and I'm going to deck that motor, and then I'm going to make the deck I'm going to make the deck plate, add it to my block height. Then I'm going to put a bigger arm in it, those longer rods and bigger pistons. Now I've got a long stroke, big cubic inch, high revving, nice piece. I mean, you can make the block do anything you want it to do. Heck, it's, I think it's what, like a 9.6, 9.7. I'd make it into a 10.5 to 11 inch. I'd make that puppy have a big arm in it. Then we can go play with everybody. I should give those secrets away. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Artie. I like that.
All righty. Thank you, dog.
Okay. All right. Artie, I need you to take me through the process of what you might think might happen if I'm going to say around about a 632 motor or something like that, that had a high, I want to say, had one of them buckets where you put the oil in there, not the regular oil. Not the regular oil you just put in there through the valve covers. I'm talking about the regular, them external buckets that you put the oil in there. If the oil pump lock up on or something like that, Ernie, take me through what would happen when, if the oil pump was to lock up on it.
Well, if the oil pump locks up, the first thing it's going to do is break the back of your camshaft. It's going to shatter your camshaft. And it's going to put all that metal in the motor and it's still turning. I mean, the distributor is probably going to go away. And then, of course, all that metal and everything else going through the motor, you're going to end up seizing the motor. An oil pump going out during a pass is probably one of the worst things that can happen. Because, like I said, everything that gets lubricated, especially brakes in the first half of the motor, and you're driving on out the back end, and you know, why would you do that? Well, you know, the run's only 5 seconds, 4 seconds. So you could break that thing in mid-range, the oil pump, and drive it out the back door and nothing else, just leaving the motor running. And you said, oh, that sounds like a noise, and you raise your foot. Well, by the time you raise your foot, you're to the finish line, and you have destroyed pretty much the whole motor. So that's one of the most devastating things that can happen in a motor. And then you've got to look at, if the camshaft broke, did it get a rod and a piston? Did it go out the side of the block? I mean, that's nasty stuff. Back to you, sir.
Well, you was almost going to answer my second question, like you always do. What happened if you go out and then and a rod do break? What normally happens in that situation?
You can break a rod in about 3 or 4 different ways. You can snatch it out of a piston. You know, they say that's, you know, when the piston skirt breaks, or you pull the piston pin out of the piston. If you're really lucky, the piston will kind of go up and get out of the way, and the rod will go up and down. And you might beat up a sleeve or a cylinder, but it may not be totally catastrophic. If you spin a bearing on the bottom side, you're going to gall the crank. And at that point, if you're not real careful, you can snap the bottom of the rod off. Kind of the worst one to have is a rod that breaks in the middle and it gets outside of the cylinder wall. Most of the time, your rod rides up and down inside the cylinder wall. That's the way it's supposed to happen. But if it breaks mid-range and that rod piece comes, swings down, that's when it ends up punching through the block, up through the camshaft, hits the bottom of the sleeve itself. If you've got sleeves, you can drive a sleeve out of center, break the camshaft housing. That's a bad thing. You know, rods, how long will a rod last? That's one of those questions you never know. If you bought a new set of rods and you put them in there, then you know how many passes are on it. You know, a set of aluminum rods, and you're not real just trying to kill it every pass, you know, you might be able to get a couple hundred runs out of them. A set of steel rods, you might get 200 to 300 out of them because they're overall stronger. But when one breaks, it's over. Back to you, sir.
Honey, I disagree with you on that. Nobody knows. You answered it first, but then you came back and contradicted yourself. I have seen somebody put a brand new set of steel rods or aluminum rods and crank the motor up and break one as soon as they crank it up.
You know, I have seen that also. But when that happens, you know, why does that happen?
I don't know.
One of the things that most racers do not check in the assembly of a motor is what's called torque yield on the crankshaft. Now, as you put the motor together, you've got it lubricated up, you've got the short block standing there on the motor stand. You take a torque wrench, you put it on the crankshaft, you push it down, and there's a torque yield, or yield of torque, spec on that motor. Let's say it's 35 pounds. You go down and it pulls 20 pounds. Okay, we know that's smooth. Everything's good. You put it on there, and you grunting and grunting and grunting and finally make it turn, and you're pulling 60, 70 pounds of torque. That means that you've got a bearing clearance problem or an alignment problem inside your short block that you need to stop and find and fix. So that is probably one of the more critical measurements that you need to watch out for. New rods, yeah, they can break. If you buy a motor, you're assuming it's got passes on it. It's used. But I ain't never seen so many used motors that didn't have but 2 to 3 passes on the rods, you know, in my life. So if you buy a motor, first thing I'd probably do is pull it down, pull the rods out of it, check the pistons, ring lands, and put it back together with a new set of rods. The problem today is you can't find rods or pistons or piston rings. Here again, everything gets blamed on the pandemic, but I've got to say, yeah, because if they're made out of aluminum, the pandemic has affected it. All the slugs, all the pucks, everything that's being used in the motors today is in short supply. It used to be one of the problems, you set a piston, that would happen to you in a week. Now they're talking about 2 or 3 months. If you're lucky, you can find a set. So you can only rely on your count on the rods. So you can get a brand new transmission and it'd be bad. You can get a brand new carburetor that's bad. You can get everything is bad, but in the normal sequence of stuff, you're not going to have a bad rod. They're forged steel H-beam machine. They're balanced before they come out. But like you said, you can't have a bad one. So the only rod counts is what you put on them when you put them in. Back to you, sir.
With that being said, honey, I got a motor. and I got aluminum rods in it. I decided to change it. Can I just, what do I got to do just to take the aluminum rods out, and I want to go with some steel rods now? What do I have to do? I have to change my stuff on that to do that or anything?
First thing would be to check the weights on your steel rods. And I'm not looking for an actual weight. You're weighing these things. I want to make sure they're within about a gram or two of each other on the weight. If you do that, then it's pretty much a change out. But if you're changing rods and pistons, then unless you get the pistons balanced from the manufacturer,
Ernie, you're going to have a problem. Ernie.
Yes, sir.
Won't you just answer my question and stop adding stuff to my question? I need to know the answer to my question first. You add stuff to my question.
Well, I have to do that because you're talking about changing rods. You know, if we're just changing a set of rods and we weigh the rods and they all weigh out correct, or if you order the rods balanced, so they're all going to be within 1 or 2 grams of each other. You can put them in. You're not going to have a problem. But you're going to have the pistons out. So you've got to look at the pistons and the rings. But as far as just changing rods from aluminum to steel, as long as they're within the balance criteria, you can just change them out. You are changing the bob weight, but you're changing the bob weight across the board equally. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Now, that's what I was want to see. Now, Ernie, if you did that, Ernie, what would be the why would you change from aluminum rods to steel rods? Or do one of them rib up better than the other? Or why? I mean, what's the difference between besides maybe the one of them is stronger than the other? So what's the difference in that, honey?
Oh God, Almighty. Steel rods are going to be a little bit heavier, and especially you get the H beams. They've been lightened, and that H beam makes them more rigid. Like I said, they're going to weigh a little more. If in the overall thing, they're going to be a little slower revving. Your aluminum rods are lighter weight, makes them rev a little faster. That's going to be your main thing, but why would you choose one over the other? Cost. And can we could say strength, that the steel rods may be stronger. One advantage of the aluminum rods, if they break, most of the time it's not going to destroy the inside of a motor. Steel rod, if it breaks, it's normally going to tear up the inside of the motor. It goes around like a hammer and a punch. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Ernie, we got a situation there with one of our buddies here. Car cranks up. I was good. Runs good. Per se, run good. Clean out the nitrous. You know, we're going to use the bump button. We clean out the nitrous. Everything is clean and everything. We go to the line, Ernie. We hit the button, go to the two-step, and as soon as he let up off the button to translate to go, it go to popping and shooting and everything. Now, at first, they thought it was just out of phase. Now, they fixed the phase on it. So what else is going on now in your estimation? What is going on?
Okay, you've checked the phase on the distributor, and let's say it was correct. The next thing I would look at is pull the distributor cap off, look at the rotor button, right
brand
in the
new.
Center.
It can't be changed. Brand
okay.
new.
All right.
Brand new.
And how did we change the rotor button and the cap, or did we just chase the rotor,
yeah.
change the
both,
rotor button?
Both of them. Both of them, Ernie. Both of them. Okay. They got the way. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
All right. Now we've got a situation. Do we think it's electrical? Do we have a box
that's
breaking down? I think we could have a box breaking down. We could have a coil going bad. Really good sign of a coil going bad is the car cranks up cold beautifully. And then by the time you get up there and you get on the line, the coil starts overheating because of the reluctance in the coil itself, the resistance inside the coil itself. And it starts overheating, and then it starts falling out. It will not handle the pressure, and you start popping and cracking and all kind of things. You hear again, change the coil.
It don't do it until you take off, though, Ernie. It don't do it sitting there idling and just running. It don't do it until you take off, Ernie.
Well, when you take off, that's when you start putting the most load on the motor. That's when a coil can show up as bad. We need to check the crank trigger, make sure that we don't nothing's hit it, wires and everything are good. But then we also need to check the carburetor. We need to make sure that none of the air bleeds have gotten stopped up. We're going to need to look at the spark plugs. What's the gap on the spark plugs? Do you have a bad spark plug? Is it broken? You know, you get all kind of weird things happening there. And the problem is getting to, can you recreate what's happened? And you can't. Next time you go up there without doing anything, the car may run absolutely fine. And then you're chasing a problem. But you have to stop and you have to go over everything electrically and fuel-wise. Because it's not going to be in the valve train. It's going to be electrically or carburetor. We've got to check those two pieces out extremely well. You check your grounds, check your battery, voltage, check the connectors on the batteries. All those affect the ignition system. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Okay. 706. Oh, no, they could. I thought they might have had a question, but I know they ain't. They just talking in the background. So I know they ain't got nothing. Tim House, you got something else you wanted to say? Tim House, come on in. Come on in, Tim House. Big Tim.
Come on, yeah, I was going to ask Ernie, what about, Ernie, what about sometimes people mistake and put the wrong wires on the wrong part of the cap because they got a single double swap camshaft? That's going to make it pop and bang, and that's crazy too, Ernie.
Well, you know, under the scenario that Dog said, the car has been running, we haven't changed anything, and it started acting up, and we changed the wires. Now, in that it was running good, I'm not going to say it's a wire problem.
Ernie, I never said it was running good, Ernie. It cranks up and runs good, Ernie. But every time you take off, it pops. It ain't never really ran good. It takes off and pops. Ernie.
Okay, yeah. Then we've got to check the rotation on the motor, not on the motor, but on the distributor. We also got to check the wiring. And like he said, if you got a single swap, do you have a stock, a single swap, or a double swap? You've got to mark your distributor cap for it. If you look at the hole on the distributor, that little hole in the number one towel, when you put your distributor in, try to always make sure that's number one, top dead center compression. That way you always know which way you just start. Chevrolet is clockwise, Ford and Chrysler's counterclockwise. So you should know what your camshaft is. And then you just got to put your finger on and run the wires down, pull on it. Where's this one going? Oh, it's going up here to 2. Okay, 1843 or 3-4 or all the other swaps you can run. If they go to the right wire, go to the right spark plugs, then you've got the wiring correct. If you find one wire not in the right place, that means you automatically have 2 not in the right place. So you've got to run all the wires, pull on them, and have somebody say that what cylinder that's going to. Back to you, sir. No. Hello.
Ernie, I'm getting confused about these bottles again. Yeah. I heard you and Tim going over. I was trying to find that noise. Ernie, I'm getting confused again about these 15-pound bottles and 10-pound bottles. I read they said 10-pound bottles, you get less drop in volume or whatever. So if that the case is, why do I need a 15-pound bottle when you get more drop in the 15-pound bottle than you do with 210s, besides maybe the weight, Ernie? And how much weight difference is it?
Well, I've tried to talk to racers over the years and explain to them why you don't want a 15-pound bottle. Now, I have people that just swear by them. I've got to have it. My combination says I've got to do this. The manufacturer says it's got to do that. And I had this conversation. I had this conversation Saturday with a racer, and he has a 15-pound bottle. He's talking about he's got to take some weight off his car. I said, well, the first thing you do is take 7 pounds, 7-8 pounds off your car just by changing the bottle out. How much nitrous are you running in a pass? He said, by 2.5 pounds. Why don't you run a 10-pound bottle? Well, because they said 15 pounds is what I needed. Well, what happens with the 15 pounds? Number one, like I said, you're carrying 7 to 8 pounds more than you need to. So you're carrying extra weight. A 10-pound bottle is going to maintain the chamber pressure better than a 15. As you're moving the nitrous out of a 15, that chamber pressure gets bigger and bigger. You know, say, oh, well, I'm going to make 3 passes on this bottle. Now think, 3 passes at 2.5 pounds a pass, 3 passes, you're looking at about 8 pounds. So physically, you're saying half the weight of the bottle. Well, then think about it. Now the bottle is half empty and half of it is chamber, but actually you got about, instead of 50%, you're running about 65 to 70% chamber. The chamber is not going to react as fast as a 10-pound bottle will. A 10-pound bottle, it's short, it's contained. As you're using nitrous out of it, it's as like a predictable rate. If you're leaving at 950 on the starting line, the finish line, I expect you to be about 875 if you're running 2.5 pounds per pass. Okay, we need another bottle. Swap bottles. You're not carrying the weight. And what's that weight going to be? If you're going through the lights head with another racer and you're 7-8 pounds lighter, that means you're going to probably pull more miles an hour than he is. And all you need is a thousandth of a second. So why carry extra weight that you don't need? And you know, that's one of the big things. Bottle valves, flow capacities, the ability to maintain the nitrous in a solid liquid state all the way to the jet, performance gainer that you can do. And like I say, I've been in the refrigeration business for since 60, a long time, middle 60s. And in refrigeration, we have sight glasses. And you put a sight glass on the condensing unit, and you can put a sight glass on the TXV, thermostat expansion valve. You can walk up and you can look at these sight glasses and see what this refrigerant flow is doing. Well, I put those on nitrous test equipment that we do. So I can see what the flow of the nitrous is doing in the lines, coming from the bottle all the way to the solenoid. If we get it to the solenoid, we're pretty much there. I flow them. I look at them. And if you see agitation bubbles in the sight glass, you don't have a clean flow. You have an agitated flow, and that's going to affect the performance that's coming out of the bottle and what your car is doing. You want to keep it a solid flow all the way to the jet if possible. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Ernie, on a block, Ernie, aluminum or a steel block or whatever, when can you tell your block just ain't no good, Ernie? When does a block just ain't no good, Ernie?
Now, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
What I do if I have a block that I have run for a while, okay, we put several sets of rods and pistons in this block. And, you know, it's still there, but I'm sending it off to get it serviced anyhow. First thing I want them to do is I want them to pull everything out of the block, and then I want to set the block up on a flat surface, and I want to see if there's a twist in the block. Has the car leaving the starting line actually twisted the block? If it does, that can be fixed, but it has to be fixed on an aluminum block as you put the jigs on it. You put it in the furnace. You heat it up. You let it cool down, and that twist will come out of it. In a steel block, they tend not to twist much, but they'll get a lot of tension in them, and you want to start looking for hairline cracks or pieces of cast iron in your oil filter. You know, take your oil, when you take your oil filter off, cut it open, pull it out, unthread it, look in the grooves. What metal is going through there? You're going to get a little aluminum, fairly common. You know, you're not looking to see any, but if you start seeing pieces of cast iron, that's either slag on the block that didn't get taken off, or you got a block that's trying to twist and it's fracturing itself. If a steel block or cast iron block gets cracked enough, and the small forge are one of the worst about it, you know, they'll split like a log splitter. I've seen take the intake off and both sides of the motor fall out. So your cast iron blocks are less expensive, which is harder to fix. Your aluminum blocks are more expensive, lighter weight normally, unless you go with the billet block. If you do window the block, you can fix it. Back to you, sir.
And normally, Ernie, what's the life expectancy of those blocks, Ernie? Normally. I mean, we just said normally. We just said we have to give them. What was the normal life expectancy of them?
A cast iron block. Probably 600 passes. An aluminum block, especially if billet block, I would say probably closer to 800 to 1,000. Here again, that's how hard are we pushing this thing. If we're twisting it up with twin turbochargers, superchargers, blowers, yeah, you start running it hard, you're going to bring that life expectancy down. Most people don't break a block. Most people buy a motor that's been run, and then they put all new guts in it, and they go out there and break a block. So it's a buildup of runs and conditions, how much tire shake are you getting, that affects how long a block lasts. But most blocks, unless you use a factory stock block, here again, we got to get into the LS stuff. Those things are 6-bolt main steel cranks. Those are absolutely, in today's world, almost perfect motors. So the block is, life expectancy is how good you take care of it. You're going to put several sets of rods in it and probably a crank way before the block goes bad. Back to you, sir.
All right. What's the best or what's the pros and cons on a belt drive oil pump or the distributor drive oil pump?
Okay.
Y'all.
Well, the advantage is we're taking the distributor out of the block. So we're not worried about the oil drive. We're also not worried about, you're going to have a different drive assembly than normally. If you're going to have a front mounted distributor, you're going to probably have a dry system also. Do we take that into the decisions? But it's putting your distributor on a belt that's going to have less flexibility than the whole distributor thing. The distributor, you got the oil pump itself, the socket that the drive fits in, then it goes through the camshaft, then you got the shaft coming up to the rotor button and all that stuff. A lot of pieces. Crank drive, belt drive, you got a mount, you got a distributor, and you got a belt. I like a front drive, a distributor. They're fairly expensive, and it takes a little getting used to. But if you're building a motor you're going to want to put some money in, is it going to give you more performance? No, it's not. It's going to give you the ability to put the motor in a different location because we don't have a distributor back there, so everything kind of works backwards. So we don't have to worry about the windshield being in the way, the firewall being in the way. It just takes that whole, it cleans up the back of your motor. So if I was going to build a motor, yes, I would put a belt drive distributor on the front of the motor. But that would be, if I was building one and wanting to build one top notch, top of the line, other than that, like I say, if you got the room on the distributor, for the distributor in the back, you know, and I was trying to save money, then I would go with the distributor. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. Well, we done covered a good little something today. And I know it's a little early, Ernie, but if you want to close yourself out, you can. If you want to talk about something else, go ahead and then close yourself out. But we ain't got no more questions. It's been pretty good there. Once you woke up.
I've got a question for the racers. And I've, today they've been having this street outlaw thing. And, okay, I've been watching it today. I need for somebody to tell me, when they're laying down their, as we say, pimp juice on the tires, why are they spraying a big puddle behind the tire and then spraying in front of the tire? They don't back up. So everything they spray behind the tires is not going to do any good. Am I missing something? Yeah, just a question. I kind of pick out these things on some of these shows.
What do you do, Dom? I understand what you're saying, but I ain't seen them put them behind the tires before. I seen some guys out on the street that I thought they knew what they was doing. They did it and told a man to back up and then come. So I don't know, Ernie. I never seen them on the street. Outlaws do it, put it behind the tire, not Ernie, but I seen them put it in front now. I didn't see it.
Well, you probably haven't paid attention to it. I've probably seen it 20 times today, people squirting in behind the tire. You know, if you're trying to get it underneath the tire, you're better off putting it in front of the tire and then roll into it and then hit the throttle, spin it up on the tires. Don't try to do a burnout through your VHT or your track additive, because then as you start spinning the tire, the car's moving out of it so it doesn't get, you know, really sticky. You need it all on the car. Just one of those questions. Well, guys, if we can help you with any of your nitrous equipment, parts, pieces, problems, give me a call. That's what I'm here for. I'll help you any way we can. 1-800-648-7687. Renegade Racing Fuels. Oh, Renegade Racing Fuels. I called to make an order. And they told me, they said, you haven't made an order in the last couple of weeks. No, I ordered about 3 weeks ago. He said, well, the fuel's going up. Okay, how much? Well, the Extreme, the 123 fuel, went up $35 a pail. Wow. I haven't even checked to see how much the other fuels have gone up. But I mean, my cost went up $35 a pail. That is absolutely ridiculous. So you may have to start looking in your portfolio of buying your racing fuels to start looking at buying either the 30-gallon drums or the 50-gallon drums. I know it's a lot of money to put out, but the cost of the fuel per gallon is extremely cheaper. 5-gallon pails, convenient. But per gallon, it's going up. And like I said, for that to go up to $7 per gallon is a big increase. So before you jump on a lot of fuel, check on the price and look at the cost of having it buying it by the drum. All right, dog. FTI Transmissions down in Florida and Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. I'll turn it back over to you, dog. Y'all have a good night. Love you.
Okay. All right, Ernie. Take care, big man. Take care. All right.
Bye.
All right, that was our 4th of July I reckon rendition under what you call them. I'm finna bring the Prayer Warriors on here. And like I said, I might be wrong now, but I think it was implied that the Prayer Warriors wasn't. Well, I don't know about all the Prayer Warriors, but the Prayer Warriors was not on the morning show this morning. So Prayer Warriors, y'all want to come in and defend yourself? What's going on there? Hello. Y'all microphone.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, dog, to be honest with you, when Brother D looked up this morning and realized it was Monday and not Sunday, because believe it or not, Brother D worked late last night. When I looked up and realized what time it was 10:52. And to be honest with you, it just hadn't been the same all day without it because I didn't get a chance to start my day off the way I'm so accustomed to doing. Had to go back and do it on my own. But I'll be, as they said, bright eyes and bushy tails tomorrow morning, if the Lord's will.
You know me, I'm controversial now. The word was implied also that y'all wasn't on the show, but y'all was on the backline show. Mm-hmm. You know I can't hold water, so I got to bring it up.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that because it keeps you on your P's and Q's and keep your toes. I got a call to ask me what's on. I told him no. It was after 11 o'clock when I called and screenshot my phone and said to whoever might want to see it. It was after 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I had missed the prayer hour.
Okay.
And he asked me if I want to come on. But I talked to him about 15, 20 minutes in the back line. I was probably 11:30, quarter to 12 when he brought me in on the back line. And I was staying for a minute. I could make chemo for a minute. And I was gone from that. But I'm not going to ever miss the morning service, the deacon and the devil's worship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
okay. I just had to throw it out there because you know me. I will.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, I'm like an old preacher. It ain't too good.
Nothing
I can't
wrong with it. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, bro, dog, because you find that the truth is going to always be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lie going to flip-flop every time it's told. So you just being wrong with it. But no, I just got on when I realized what it was. It was 10:52. And I was like, wow, I done missed it.
All right, well, it's time for a little privatizer. You got anything out there it's privatizer. Give us a little.
Yeah.
We got in the privatizer today.
Brother Dog likes to give us a little time today, sisters and brothers, to kind of prep you for tomorrow. I don't know what my brother's going to bring, but I'm going to tell you guys ahead of time. Tomorrow, Brother D, we'll be asking you again, are you willing to stand before man and accept and acknowledge the fact that I know Jesus for myself? I see, Brother D, going to keep driving that home on you because the Bible has instructed me a long, long time ago that he's jealous. That's what the Bible has instructed me of that. And then he went on to tell me, he said, Brother D, I got to prepare a place for you if you prepare to come. In other words, he said, I prepared a place for prepared people. So if you want to be prepared to go home and see Jesus Christ one day, because I promise you, sister and brother, you're going to leave here one day. They're dropping like flies. My oldest grandchild, her great-grandmother just passed. They just buried her Saturday. So they're leaving here day by day. I heard Brother Miles speaking of a young man he know that got killed. They're leaving daily. We are born with a death date before we get a come-here date. You got to leave here date before you get a come-here date. You're destined to die. The Bible says, sure as a man born, he says he must die. And after death comes the judgment. So I'm pressing every day because I don't want to just meet Brother Tim there. I don't want Brother Tim to just meet me there. We want to meet you there as well. And I've said to my sisters and brothers several times, the wages of sin is death, but the gift. And I think everyone loves gifts. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life. Come on, Brother Tim. Come on, Brother Tim, before I get going here. In the name of Jesus.
Well, we doing good, yeah. Brother D. I just wanted, I'm off of mute. I'm not on mute. I just wanted to say this, Brother D. When so many people in this life don't realize that they have giants in their life, you know, Brother David said that, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who defiles the army of the living God? What I'm trying to say, Brother D, is that so many people have giants in their life. Maybe it may be death of a loved one. Maybe it might be a job lost. Or maybe it might be finance. Maybe it might be a marriage that's been dissolved. Whatever it may be, there may be giants in your life. But if you go to God and God is on your side, he'll fix it. He'll make sure that the devil, because he likes to come in and make fun of God and try to defile him. But we know that we serve a living God who has all power in his hand. My brothers and sisters, if you got a giant in your life, turn to God. He can handle it. There ain't nothing. And he don't need no swords, and he don't need no shield. Five smooth stones, Brother D. One to the head, and he dropped the Philistine like he was nothing, and took his own sword and cut his head off. God will make your enemy your footstool. Brother D, that's what I'm trying to tell you, it don't matter what the problem may be. We serve a living God, the one that has all power in his hand over heaven and earth. There's nothing that the devil can do unless he get permission from God. So I just want to tell my brothers and sisters, it don't matter about no uncircumcised Philistine. God got your back.
Yes. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
Amen. Amen.
Hey,
brother, before y'all finish this.
Amen.
Before that, I don't want y'all to go yet. I don't want y'all to go yet, D. Don't close that yet. But go ahead. Go ahead, D. I got something. Go ahead, D.
I was just going to say, we want to thank Brother Dog for giving us this time to talk to our sisters and brothers. Any opportunity that we get, To tell somebody, pass it on to someone else that there is a man called Jesus the Christ. And he's waiting, ready, willing, and able to save your sin sick soul. Try Jesus.
Amen.
That's all, brother, he got for you. Come on, brother.
Okay. Like I said, you know, we got some non-believers, we got some naysayers, and we got some, I don't know what we got out there, but all of us need the help of the Lord. All of us do. And I said it to say this here. Some people, we had the prayer hours on these shows, and we have it on the bar talk shows, and some people listen to it and some don't. Some ridicule it and some don't. But believe it or not, anybody, regardless, look over the messenger. Disregard the messenger even. You need to look at the message that the messenger is putting out. And if it's something that you can benefit from, I don't see what's wrong with it. I mean, if somebody was giving you $1 million, would you care if it was a homeless man giving it to you, or a billionaire? It's $1 million. I bet you wouldn't care. I said that to say this here. We got a couple of our brothers out there. We got a couple of our brothers out there that's got turmoil in their life. Now, I don't know what it is. I didn't ask them, but they are reaching out for help. What I mean by that, they want to tell me, but they don't want to tell me. But if Tim or Brother D, whichever one of y'all could just preach or get them brothers a prayer, then hope whatever in their life, in the turmoil is in their life, or whatever going on, which I don't know, but they wanna come out, but I don't know, maybe they don't know how to come out. And like I said, if you just do a prayer for them, and I'm talking about Johnny Watson, which is one of the main guys that be on the back line, and I'm talking about my homeboy, Pi Joe Singleton, Grady Singleton. Would you do a prayer for them two brothers right there? They got some turmoil going on that they don't know how to bring it out. So would you do a prayer for them two brothers, if you don't mind?
Amen. Well, I'm going to say this, Brother Dog, to the brothers. There's only one way. The Bible said there's only one way. He said you must come in at the door. And he said he is the door. See, Jesus the Christ is the door. And the problem we have with turmoil in our lives, that we be so busy trying to fix our problems ourselves. And all we do is make it worse, worse, and worse. You have got to be willing to give it to God. Look what God said in his word. See, I like opportunities like this because it gives me a chance to show mankind that Jesus is no shorter than his word, and the Bible cannot lie. Brother Dog said, omit the messenger and get the message. Look at the message there. Jesus said, look here. He said, bring your burdens to me. And after you bring them to me, he said, leave them with me. He said, he gave you, good God Almighty. Bro, Tim, do you hear me? He gave man all man needed. He said, bring them to me. He said, leave them with me. And then he told me, I told you why he wanted you to leave. He said, because I care for you. See, when you care about a person, you'll go to the utmost to help that person because you love them. Jesus loved man so much he hung on the cross. And how much do you love him? He stretched his arm out east and he stretched one out west. He said that much. I love you so much I died for you. Bring your burdens to me and leave them with me. Your arms are too short to box with him. Let him dance for you in the name of Jesus. And if you do that, sister and brother, I promise you, whatever your problem might be, whatever your headaches, heartaches, and pains might be, even though you are going through, look what he told the Hebrew boys. He's looking, he said, I'm not going to stop the fire from burning, but I won't let it burn you. Almighty God.
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus. They went through the fire and didn't harm a hair on your head. Then he turned right around and then, look at the old kings. Look at, bring those men to me. They cast them in the fire ladder. They cast them in. He said, turn the heat up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. See, God wants to take care of you. God wants to love on you. He wants to supply all your needs. Not some. The reason I know he do, because he said it was, he said, look, he said, I supply all you need. Oh, he'll do it for you. Bro Tim, come on. Come on, I got started.
Now, I just wanted to add to what you said, Brother D. He said, when he said, cast all of your cares unto me. See, our body knows how to fight off bacteria. It has white blood cells. It knows how to do things. But stress is one thing it can't handle. That's why God said, cast them all onto me. Jesus said, bring all your problems and burdens and headaches and problems and cast them on me. I'll take care of it for you. And I want you to get a good night's sleep. Because he said, you know, sometimes you can work while it's day, but at nighttime you can't do it. Get a good night's sleep and leave all your cares unto me. That's when you learn to trust him. That's when you have faith in him. And whatever situation you have in your life, I don't know why it came up out of nowhere. I just said, you're going to have giants in your life. You're going to have people who are going to persecute. When you read 1 Samuel 17 and you get on down there, you'll see that David's brothers made fun of him. Man, what is you doing here? You just came down here to see the battle. Don't you know we're here to fight with this Philistine? But every one of them was scared. None of them went up there. But David said, it don't matter about the problem. It don't matter about the size. He said, God was with me when I fought the lion and the bear. He said, he'll be with me when I deal with this Philistine. So when you got a problem, you got to learn to go to the problem solver and that there's no problem. The Bible said there's nothing too hard for God. So guess what you got to do, my brother and sister? Yeah. You got to confess it to one another. And then what it does is that it releases whatever it is that's over your head. And it's something you might not have done. What you got to do is when you do that, you take the devil likes to point his finger at you. See, look at Brother D. Look at Brother Tim. Look how he messed up. But God said, but they still my man. Look at him being faithful. Look how he's always there for him. You know. So what I'm just saying, my brother and sister, I'm here. Brother D is here. Pick up the phone. We don't have always all the answers, but the Bible does. You know, we may not see it but God will open up our eyes and open up your eyes to see that he can handle it. And he wants you to learn to lean and trust in him. The old songwriter said, I had to learn how to lean and trust in the Lord. When I was running all over town, and I went to this doctor, I went to that doctor. He said, all you had to do is get down on your knees and pray. He said, if I'm the same yesterday, I'm the same today. I would do it then. I'll do it now. I'll fix it. I'll heal you. But you got to trust me, and you got to be one of his own. That's all I had to say, brother. You can call me. Sometimes I don't know what's going on, and, you know, it's hard to figure out. But God knows that we can pray. We can deal with it together, you know. And whatever you tell me is with me, and with God. I don't like to do all that yapping and talking junk and all that. That ain't for me. But like I tell you, my brother and sister, we got to learn to start living with together, man. We got to come together, dog.
I don't know where all that come from. Y'all must be some kid in Ernie. All I asked for was a prayer, and I ain't got my prayer yet for them two guys I asked for. That's all I asked for was a prayer. That's all I asked for.
Brother D?
You know, Brother Dog, I heard Brother Dog when he asked for prayer. I've told Brother Dog, I spoke to Brother Dog before, and I say again, when you start talking about Christ, sometimes the Lord leads you in a different direction. And I set out to do one thing, the Lord just, what you hear from me, sister and brother, it don't be Brother D, it be God Almighty speaking. I'm just a vessel that the Lord has chosen to use, and he'll do the same thing for you. We're going to take this to prayer. Father God, we come before you. Lord, we come as an intercessor for two of our brothers. Father, we know not the problem. We know not what's troubling them. But we know, Lord, that you know it. We know you are a mind regulator. Father, we know you as a heart fixer. We ask, Lord, that you would touch the two brothers that has been made mention of today. Pray, Lord, that whatever the pain may be, whatever the suffering that they're going through, that you would remove it. And then, Lord, if you don't remove it, Father, we pray that you would guide them through. Let them know, Lord, that sometimes you send them through trouble to strengthen them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, and we know you can, Father, if thou only will. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we truly place no one above you. For we read in your word where you said, cast your burdens upon me. Father, we ask you to put it upon these brothers' hearts, that they would bring it to the throne of grace, and that they would leave it there, Lord, and let you fix it for them. Knowing that what you have done, man cannot undo. And knowing what you have undone, man cannot do. Father, we have these blessings among men, Lord. In your darling son, Jesus' name. And if a heart say amen, amen, and amen. And then we got it done because you told us to do just that. In Jesus' name. Our dog, back to you.
I'm happy right now. All of them are saying now. Listen.
If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Your child is giving you problems, and your health is failing too.
Why don't you? Why don't you?
The weight of the world is pressing you down. And when you need a friend, no one can be found. But he will answer prayer.
Said it was 12 long years, but you know what happened? She heard about Jesus was passing through. You know what she did? She pressed her way through the crowd. You know what she said? If I could touch the hem of his gown. Said, I know I've been made whole.
I just kind of minister to y'all a little bit? How many had problems and you tried to fix it, but all you did was just mess it up? I stopped in Nashville to tell you, give it to Jesus. Somebody here got problems tonight. You can't fix it. I don't know everybody's name here tonight, but I know a few things. Oh, Lord. Somebody got high blood pressure. You can't fix it.
Oh. Oh.
Somebody might have a bad heart here tonight. You can't fix it. Somebody might have diabetes tonight. Give it to Jesus. Give me God. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He wins.
All right, all right, all right. My brother, Tim House, what that mean? What that song mean, Tim? What that song mean, Tim? Brother D, y'all both done left me too?
Hey, man.
Neither one of y'all?
No, I'm here, my brother. I'm here. Someone brother says,
talk to me.
Brother Joe the God says, if Jesus can fix it. You know, it's funny that you played that, bro. And something about Brother Dog and the music. He's always in tune because, you know, one of my favorite sayings is that God has never found a sinner that can save himself.
But he can't save.
God has never found a situation that he couldn't fix. And he's never found a sinner that he couldn't save. So the songwriter says, if
right.
Jesus can't fix, he let you know that nobody can. Jesus, God Almighty, my daddy got all power. Really, I know he got all power.
Yes.
He said, look here. He said, go on and kill me. He said, I'll build it back up in 3 days. And then when he rose on the third day, the Bible has instructed me. It says he rose with all power. He said, I got all power invested in my hand. So Jesus told a man, he said, look here. He said, you've been laying there 38 years. You couldn't do it yourself. And I heard my brother say something the other day that made so much sense because I truly believe there have been other people there because he told the Lord, he's looking, he said, every time I must up a little strength to get in, someone get in front of me. Because they said every year the angel would come out of troubled water and the first one that got in was healed. Jesus said, look here, through your faith, he's looking, pick up that bed and walk. If Jesus can't speak
yes.
to his brother, nobody can. Nobody can.
Nobody can.
I know this is not Tuesday, but bro, these feel pretty good right now because Jesus has fixed things in my life.
Yes.
I had tried to fix myself. And you'll find yourself going further and further in the hole. Turn it over to the Lord. Give it to
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He said, if you confess, if you just confess, just give it to God. Rodell,
mm-hmm.
Come on, Rodell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, all right.
I really
Tim,
feel
go
good.
Ahead. Just a couple of words, Tim. Just a couple of words, Tim.
God,
then we can get out of here.
Well,
come on,
no, I agree with
God
Brother
so
D. There's nothing too hard for him, and that the records and songs that you play are right on time. And our brothers and sisters that need prayer, they need God, and they don't know how to go to him. That's what Brother D was saying. You just go to him. You can just talk. He's a friend, and you can just talk to him. You know, you ain't got to get crazy. Just go and say, Lord, Jesus, my friend, I did this, or this is happening in my life, and I need your help. And he's glad to come and help. But we just got to be able to
Amen.
Tap into your resources. That's all. He's there for you. There's
oh,
nothing
yes.
I can do for you.
Right.
Watch this,
yes,
now watch this dog, and I'm going to get out your way. I'm going to get out
there. Yes.
Brother D said that the man laid there. People put the tried to help the man and all that to get him in. But sometimes your friends can't do it. You got to go to Jesus. You got to go to him.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
He know
Amen.
Your thoughts, brother. He know your thoughts. He know your thoughts.
Right on, Brother B. Give me that cold, Tim.
Be
It may seem like they don't know what to do. They already made the right step by just trying to come and ask for some help. You know, when you need help, sometimes you may not know, but they already made the right decision. They already came to the right place. When they came to the throne of grace,
and they know that God can handle it. They know that they need a higher power. They know they need a miracle. God is in the working business, brother dog. He's the same God yesterday. He's the same God today, and he'll be the same God forever. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
They've already got on the right track. All they got to do is trust him.
Amen.
Come on in and let's talk about it and ask God and see what his words say. And when you find what his words say, you do exactly what he tells you to do. And it'll come. Amen. It'll be all right, brother dog. I promise you, because he's no shorter than his word. If I tell you I want you to bring me tomato soup, dog, and you decide to put vegetables in it, it's no longer tomato soup. It's vegetable soup. And you just messed up the combination. And he didn't ask you to do that. He told you to trust
him.
Walk by faith. Not by sight. He told you to cast all of your cares unto him, because he cares for you. He said, ain't nothing too hard for me. All you got to do is try me and hold on to my unchanging hand. Don't you know that I'm the one that strode all the stars in the sky, didn't have no blueprint, didn't ask man for no help. I'm God and God all by myself. I swore by myself because I couldn't find none equal with me. He said, I'm God, and all you got to do is trust me. Get on my team, and you're already on the winning team. But D, come on in, man. I'm getting excited about it.
That's right. Get us out of here, D. Before we get the preachers. But guess what, though? Before we get us out of here, I done got more texts on. They said, forget about a show today. Just keep on doing church. But we finna get out of here. Get us out of here, D. Get us out of here.
Amen, amen. And I tell you what, it feels good to know that someone is listening. I heard a songwriter that said, King Jesus, he's listening. See, it makes us feel good to know that our work is not in vain, because it's truly from the heart. We talk to you about a man called Jesus. See, because one day the Lord looked down and saw a wretched, no good for nothing. He said, I'm going to make a disciple out of him. Oh, in your eyes, he's nothing. He's no good. He was out there selling drugs. Oh, he's nothing. He was out there doing drugs. Oh, he was out there homemonger. Oh, he's nothing. He said, I'm going to make a disciple out of him. And that's what I'm trying to get to see, brother, is that God has the respectable person. According to Scripture, all you got to do is go to the Lord in prayer, and he'll meet you
right
there. I promise you, he'll meet you right. God will meet you right where you at. See, you can't get to where he at, but he'll meet you right where you at. You down in the dump. You down on your luck. You feel like no one cares. God will meet you right there. That's where he'll meet you at, in the name of Jesus. I'm sorry, but God will be there just one of those days.
Say amen again. Come on, let's give the Lord a great hand praise. Praise God. Have you ever been burdened down with so many problems until you didn't know what to do? You run and tell your neighbor looking for comfort there, but only to find out that they're having the same trouble or the problems that you have. Well, here's a psalm that tells you what exactly you need to do.
Get us out of here, D.
Get us out of here,
boy.
Come on now. Get us out of here. Hey, Brother Dallas, get us out here. I'm enjoying the soul. I enjoy the words of the soul. If you want the Lord.
If you want the Lord to fix it.
You got to serve it anywhere. In other words, you got to do just what the Bible said. He said, if you shame the old man, down it before man, I'll be shamed on you before my Father, which is in heaven. Father God, we come before you. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you once more again.
Thank you for this time.
It's hard to give us this fellowship and time to be able to tell someone about a man called Jesus. Let them know, Lord, exactly what you did for us, you do it for them. Let them know, Lord, that your arms are not short. Let them know that you are truly no shorter than your word, that you truly sit high and look low, that you truly can bless in Chicago. You can bless in Memphis. You can bless in Detroit. You can even reach on down in Mississippi. Lord, let them know that you're touching in Arkansas. And, Father, you can do it at the same time. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord, because we truly love you and we place no one above you. We read, Father, what you said, you're a jealous God. You said I should have no other God before me. And I want to let the world know today that I'm on the Lord's side. I'm truly on the Lord's side. I want the world to know that there's no need for another God when I got a God that can do all.
Has all power in his hand.
That sees all.
Yes.
That knows all. And got all power.
Yes, he does.
Not some power. Not much power.
All power.
But all power.
All
power tell you, thank you.
In his hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Father, continue to bless.
Thank you, sir.
Continue to keep us, Lord.
I told y'all that was long with it.
We ask for your darling son, Jesus' name. That every heart say, amen.
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 Amen. Y'all, Reverend Bryant, come on in there, Reverend Bryant. Come on in there before we get out of here. Reverend Bryant, where you at?
Man, you keep playing these songs, man. You keep lifting the word up like this with these songs. It's some words in them songs make a believer understand God is he can do it. So when you play that last song,
yes, he can.
Talking about if you got a mother,
yes,
if you got a mother,
yes,
and you're seeing her. You need
thank
to go
you,
by and tell her you love her. If you got a mother. And watch this here. And I love that song, but if you got a father, go tell him you love him.
Yes, Lord.
Because God's going to call him to him, and we can't do nothing about it. Brother,
call him.
We've been on this thing, man. Yes. You be, and then you said, walk with me, Lord. I don't understand this thing, man. You, God is really, Brother Dean said it right. God has touched you with the music, man. And you put it out there, but that last song got me when you said about the mother. My mother been gone over 10 years. And I said, it's not a day I go by, I don't think about it, man. But I do know it's not without hope. I do know it's without hope. But I love what you're doing, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. I don't care who's mad.
Amen.
But I'm mad. Anybody mad but the devil.
Yes.
But you're doing an awesome job.
Nobody but the devil.
Thank you, brother.
Right. Nobody but the devil. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen. All right.
Name of Jesus.
Got one more for y'all.
Thank you.
We're living in a
mean
world.
See the devil
start getting all around.
Thank you.
Watch it, brother B. Watch it, brother B.
Many times.
Yes.
You keep bagging these other songs behind it. I'm trying to get
Boy, I'm telling you, boy.
God is using you, brother.
If you're doing it in the dark, you're going to
yes,
brother, he's right there.
Yes,
if you're doing it in the light,
he's
right there.
Yes,
you can't get around
Well, look at guys. I'm doing something. Hey, Miguel, I'm doing something. I'll be telling Brother D don't do it. I said, Brother D, once you say you're going to go and get on out of here. But, man, I've been sitting there for the last 15 minutes, and the spirit keeps hitting me. I ain't went nowhere, but y'all, it's really y'all on here now. Go ahead and get us out of here for real this time. We're finna go for real this time. All three of y'all got to give me your final thoughts and just get on out of here for real. We're finna get out of here for real and switch on over to the go-go show. I gotta go to the boom-boom room.
You know, since I'm the late bloomer over here, I always want to put in your heart with this one here, that we never leave God. Stay with the Lord.
Yes.
That's a step that we try to make, but never step away from God. You might not understand him right now. You might got some things that are troubling you right now, but never walk away from God. Just wait on him and be patient.
Amen. Come on, brother.
I don't think I can see the land after the day because they'll tune in tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning, and hear a word from the Lord. If we ever needed the Lord before, sister and brother, we need him now. And the thing with God is that no matter how far you stray away from God, the Bible has instructed man. He's standing.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, I stand the door and I knock. If any man should let me in, he said, I'll stop with him and him with me. Don't you want the Lord to stop with you? Come on, brother.
Well, Brother D, all I wanted to say is that there are two brothers on this phone listening, Pi Joe and all them. I can't think of the other guy. But, you know, as you see what God has done, he opened up the door for you today to let you know that he cares about you and that he wants to help you. And all you got to do is touch bases with him. He loves you, man. Mm. He laid down his life for you so that you could have life and have it more abundant. There's going to be some Goliaths in our lives. There's going to be some uncircumcised Philistines come in. And even your family sometimes can be an enemy against you at times. But God said he'll be a friend to you. And he said he'll walk with you. He said he'll talk with you. He said he'll fix the problem. And there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. There's love in the name of Jesus. Everything you need is all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. Call on him, my brothers and sisters. I may not have the answer for you. I may not have to be able to fix the problem, but we know one that can. Jesus can fix it all. There's nothing too hard for him. The Bible says it. And we'll go and we'll walk with you, my brothers and sisters. All you got to do is just touch bases. And then God loves you because he gave his son, and his son gave his life for you, that you may have life. I just wanted to say that, bro, dog. Back to you, dog. Back to you.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank y'all for this.
I was
born. Come on,
brother. I'm going to say this before you got it. I'm going to say, you already know. I don't have to tell you. You already know. 773-886-3490. Anything that Brother B can do for you when it comes to the man's stand, my number and my line is always just call me. Don't worry about it being late. My phone sleeps in the bed with me. In the name of Jesus. I just do.
And you be I was born by the river. In a little tent. Like the river I've been running. Running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come.
Gotta come.
It's been too hard living.
Come on, brother.
But
come
I'm
on.
Afraid to die.
You all gotta die sometime.
I don't know what's up there. The under sky.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a
long time.
A long time. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
Bang it, brother. Bang it.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother.
My brother, my our brothers and my brothers. I want to thank the prayer warriors for coming on and giving us a little appetizer today. And that song can go either way. Now, you can play that in church if you had to. It says a change is going to come. Well, a lot of us know we definitely needed the change to come. We all can do better. So that's speaking to all of us. All of us, everybody within the sound of my voice can do better. So a change is going to come. It's going to have to come. So you better do the right thing if you want to be in the right place. I'm going to put it that way. All right, guys, that concludes our 4th of July service, which is pretty good there. It was getting pretty good. Wheelchair, you still ain't doing your job. You still asleep. Hit the one button, Chip. We finna get into the other part of the program. I see the natives are getting restless over here. I seen a couple of them hang up, and I seen a couple more come on. So, you know, we balance this thing out. Now, you know, we don't beg nobody for this stuff no more. I used to, but I stopped. I got a brother Ed was almost trying to ask for somebody today, but he caught himself. I caught him before he got too far gone. Chip, get me on in there before I keep on going, man. I keep on going over here, Chip. Talk to me, Chip.
Good show so far, dog. You know, you're going to get back in the racing. You got these upcoming events. You got Charnell and Big Jake, the Heat, in Steele, Alabama. And Macon, you got Tristan Toon Friday night. And then Saturday, you got Tracy Robin, Miss Bud Line. She got a motorcycle race and a G-Body shootout in Macon. All right. I think Wick got one in Holly Springs on the 12th. On the 17th, Trigger Man and the TMR crew, they'll be traveling to West Palm Beach down at the Big Low Race. And July the 24th, I think Willie Dog got to go somewhere. And you got Rumble in the, he's going to Rumble in the Jungle. Rumble in the Jungle out in Texas, where all the boys going to come play. And then on July the 31st, you got Bobby Cole, Grudge Fest Family Union in Memphis, Tennessee. August the 7th, you got Cut and 6 Mile Randy at Ohio 42, Raceway 42 in Ohio. And Rico and Scott, one shot and one kill, and make it. All right, Willie. Back to you.
All right. Well, what is going on out there with you? I know a lot of people didn't know what was raising going on this week because there wasn't no talk of it. I really caught the so-called celebrity-type guys wasn't doing no racing, but I hear they had a pretty good old race down there in Atmo. We had a little get-together over there in Orangeburg. Anything else you got going on?
And then they had a good event in Holly Springs, dog, you know. I've been on vacation trying to recuperate, so I really didn't even pay attention. But I know Tony Bryant ain't going to be the body week.
How you know? You always try to mess up my battery pole, man. See, the people want to come on here for my battery pole, and you come on here and try to mess it. That's why I always let you go last. You always messing with my battery pole, man.
And the only thing I got going on this week, Tony Bryant, the battle, Bullet, and the Cub. All right.
Oh, couple of things in that wheelchair. I'm gonna block you from the show, man. I'm gonna start blocking you from the show, man, with that bull. You see, you're gonna make me start cussing. I just got out the prayer show, man. I just got out of church, man.
No, start cussing.
But anyway, anybody got any more announcements, anything they want to say? Because we know it's a holiday, but we got a full show. We know it's a holiday, and a lot of people took off. But I always use that old saying. What if the Lord took a day off? If the Lord took a day off, boy, a whole bunch of us would be gone, wouldn't it? So, you know, I'm always here. Let me see what Trigger Leak does, man. Your phone is in and out. That's your phone. That's your phone in and out. Trigger Leak. Will you say my phone going in and out?
Dog, your phone's all good, man.
I know that. I told her, Trigger Leak, that you're in Florida, girl. That's what I'm saying. That's your phone, Trigger. Your phone going in and out.
Hey, you know,
but anyhow.
You know, Elsa coming up through there, so I don't know about that. Now I had to get the help now.
Yeah. Well, here come Kid. I know Kid always got something to say. Come on in there, Kid.
What's going on, dog? What's going on, Kid?
Kid. I got two things to tell you, Kid. We still got radio host shows that still doing something I told them not to do. I ain't gonna call no names, but they give out bad information, don't know what they're talking about, don't know who racing. If you don't know it, quit bringing it up. They didn't, they're like, they brought up the information about Trigger Man and race. Didn't know the race got rained out. They still talking about it. They bringing up.
Yeah, it got rained out.
You know, but they be broadcasting stuff and don't know what they broadcasting. The best thing to do if you don't know, don't broadcast. See, anything I talk about, I might say dumb, but I know a little bit about what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah, I hate.
So my point, I'm just trying to say, kid, don't bring up some stuff that you don't, you ain't got a clue of what you're talking about. Now, they did
exactly.
Right when they didn't know, but they announced it. Now, what if they had announced what they announced, and I went to the kitchen to get me something to eat? They said, well, let me bring Kid on here. Kid might know. Then you came on there and straightened it out. I ain't gonna tell you what it was, but you straightened it out. But what if I went to the kitchen to get a sandwich, and I ain't hear Kid? Then I'm thinking whatever they say is right. So basically what
right,
I'm saying
exactly.
Is like CNN and all that good stuff. Oh, Lord,
mm-hmm.
Somebody done talking about who Big Eddie. I ain't going to tell you it was Big Eddie and Chicken. Oh, anyway,
man.
Come on. Now, you know what? That just goes to show you, more people than me be paying attention to that stuff, you know. Yeah, Big Eddie and Chicken Face.
Yeah.
I didn't call their name, though, because they'll say, dog with that kind of dog, y'all. But well, all I'm saying is, kid, when you put this information out on these blog talk shows, people expect it to be the truth. If you don't know, say you don't know before you put it out and then come back and say you don't know because you didn't put it out already.
Exactly. They'll take shit and run with it. Yeah, they'll grab shit and run with it.
And run with it. Don't know. Like I said, kid, you keep up with a lot of stuff, but I have heard you come on and say, well, I don't know about that. Okay,
yep.
Tell that then. Don't come out there. Yeah, I think they did. I think. Because once you hear it, they run away with it. And then it's miscommunication.
Right. Then they adding shit to it.
Exactly. I ain't going to get into that one. I ain't going to fight with him. Yeah. Appreciate it. I ain't going to tell you. I got an inside source up there with y'all kids that know everything we're going for. He keep me informed, but I can't tell y'all who it is, because that way I'll be done told on my confidential informant.
Right. we don't like snitches up here, no way.
Yeah, but I tell you one thing. He just like me. He keeps it straight, though, kid. Whether you like it or not, he keeps it straight. Don't care who it's on. He keeps it straight, though, and I appreciate him. He know who I'm talking
yep.
to. I ain't going to call his name, but he know who I'm talking to. I appreciate it. But you got any news for this week, kid? Anything? You got anything you want to put out?
No, I'm just waiting on the bad report, dog.
Yeah, it's coming up. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get everything right away before I do the bad report. I'm going to do the bad report, but Wheelchair done damn near done messed up my bad report on the way, though, but, you know. But, I'll leave it at that. Okay, y'all, let's go on to the bad report. If we ain't got nothing to talk about, then we can get on out of here. All right, kid, you got a bad report, kid?
Yeah. You ready?
Come on.
Okay, my bad. Going to be Tony Bynes with Pocket Change.
Uh-oh. Okay.
My cub going to be Beatty Racing up there in Rico.
Okay. Gotcha. Come on with it.
And I got a jackass. It's going to be TMR Racing. TMR Racing.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
What? Okay.
He could have came and got a little money.
Damn so good. What about a bullet?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. You right, kid. You got. Anybody else got a bad? Come on, Wheelchair. Give me your bad report, Chair.
The bear?
No, Chip in
Chip. The bear gonna be Tony Bear with Pocket Change.
Okay,
bully,
come on.
The bully gonna be Tony Bear himself.
Okay, come on.
The cub gonna be Murdoch.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's the red regard.
Yeah, that's why I don't like this boy. He always drop down and miss my. That's why I don't never like him to come on here with my bad report. Anybody else that got a bad report out there? Anybody else? I know it's gonna be a quick holiday,
yeah.
We might not get Trick or Leak on tonight, so y'all ain't got to worry about trying to stay on. Trick or Leak might not come on tonight, but see, just in case we get to go in here and get Holly in here, all y'all people that came on and hung up because the press show was on. Now, if I'm Reverend Eric and Reverend House and Reverend D, If I was y'all, I'd just mute my phone and put it down on the counter somewhere so they can't get in. See, when y'all hang up, they be able to get in then. See, they don't want to listen to the prayer show, but they want to listen to the drama show. So if y'all don't let them get in, they won't be able to get on the show. And that'll hurt them then. See, y'all ain't got to listen to the drama. Just put your phone down and put it up under the pillow or something. And that way they can't get in. That'll stop them from not listening to the prayer show. Anyway, let me go and get this thing out of the way. If ain't nobody got nothing else, he is the official. Now, this is the official Barry Polk kid. And that's why I hate wheelchair, because either wheelchair messing with my girlfriend, I'm talking in my sleep. Let me see, Jackass. That's what I'm talking shit about. Oh, that's a developing story. I'll bring that up. I'll bring that up later, because, you know, y'all can't tell me nothing, because I can't hold water. Anyway, wheelchair this week, we got a unanimous bad report. But could it be by proxy? Because, you know, Boss Man said one time Trigger Man won the good race of the year because we had a pandemic and nobody was doing that. But anyway, my man. Oh, everybody keep talking about Trigger Man and the Jackass. Trigger Man. Anyway, I'll let y'all talk about that later. Anyway, the bear of the week is Tony Boss Bynes and Pocket Change. Boss Bynes is the bear of the week. The Cub is Murdoch, just like Wheelchair said. I think he'd be listening to me talking. He'd be picking me. The Bully also is Tony Bynes and Pocket Change. The Thot is Trick Pack. That's Crick Mac. That's the doggone guy that Tony Bynes beat this week. He just thought Boss went up in him, but he got lucky. The Jackass is Weebie Cooper. Weebie Cooper's the Jackass. He went up to the DMV, rocking in and out the doggone light and red lighted, and then made a 2-second pass and could have beat the man to death, but he gave it away on the red. Then he's going to try to say something wrong with the tree with his dumb ass. The Lamont Sanford is Chris Mack. Chris Mack, that's the driver of the Trick Pack that Boss beat. He the Lamont Sanford, because he had plenty of time to come over there to shake the car down, and he didn't. So when he said, no, dog, we all right, went right out there and stood it on the bumper. When he stood on the bumper, Boss slid right on up on him and went on down there. Honorable mention is that guy Gantry with that new car. He changed his car name, which ain't stuck yet. He called it Monster now. Larry McKenzie, a.k.a. Guy Gantry. He was famous for Gargantua. Everybody knows Gargantua, but he done renamed it, I think, Monster. He called it Monster now. And guess what, kid? He down there making 550 passes, pulling the parachute, man. Come on, man. He pulled the parachute on that slow-ass car, and the parachute
fell out
between
the door stop.
Ball, man. Yeah, could have fenced on it, man. Could have fenced on it.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, kid. Yeah, could have fenced on it, kid. But anyway, I can't take nothing from that, my boy. Big Larry, he will race, though. And his Monster.
Yep.
He called his car Monster now. That's Gargantua. Most impressive this week was Hercules. Hercules finally made a decent pass down there at his own race. It was Hercules. So props out to Arnold Palmer and the Hercules guys. He didn't even have none of his crew down there, his tuner, his driver, none of that down there. But he made a pretty good pass to those Hercules cars this week here. Driver of the week. And y'all, yeah, driver of the week. And everybody said, I don't get nobody props when they supposed to do props. But then if they get props, I'm going to give them props. The driver of the week, Tony Bynes, Boss Bynes. He didn't go in there and mess up and fumble around and do nothing this week. He did everything right. So the driver of the week was Boss Bynes. Best race of the week, me, technically, I ain't see no best race of the week. Either they got messed up bad or they did something, so I ain't got no best race of the week. She bad of the week is going to be Loreen Young. That's Blood Bam's wife. Loreen Young, Shannon Young's wife. She bad of the week is Loreen Young. So that's the official battle vote for this week, July the 5th, 4th of July weekend. Everybody halfway drunk, halfway still trying to recover, or halfway. I just hope everybody get home safe. Anyway, the official battle vote, the battle of the week is Tony Bynes and Pocket Change. The Cub is Murdoch, Jalen Jinks. The Bully is Pocket Change with Tony Boss Bynes. The Thot is Trick Pack, Six Mac, Chris Mac. The Jackass is Weebie Cooper and the Juice for that dumb stuff he did down there, rocking it at the Bleach. The Lamont Sanford is also Chris Mack in Pocket Change. Honorable mention is Monster, a.k.a. Gargantua Larry McKenzie. Most impressive was Arnold Palmer in his Hercules car. Driver of the week was Primetime Boss Bynes. And the She-Bear of the week was Loreen Young. Anybody got anything they want to talk about? Kids, y'all got the flow. Y'all, you know you need to talk for me a little while, or somebody need to come on in and talk a little while I go to the internet and post this and stuff. Tim Miles, I'm opening your mic back up, and Brother D, I'm opening your mic back up. But Brother D, no, I'm going to close Brother D back up. He might get some controversy. You know, I got to keep him. I got to ain't getting my money. I put him in anger management. I don't want him to come out of anger management and mess my money up. All right. All right, kid, you in wheelchair. Y'all can't talk. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Oh, hold on.
I should have did like they said. They told me to keep the gospel on. I was feeling that gospel time. I keep the gospel on.
Oh, man.
But y'all come on. Talk for a while for me while I go ahead and post this stuff to Facebook if y'all don't mind. I appreciate it.
Wheelchair and Tim House.
They both voting. I think Wheelchair said
hey,
hold on for a minute or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Tim House, you there?
I'm back.
I was going to ask a question, kid. Is you in Wheelchair since dog gone? I was going to ask, the last time I looked up and I was watching, and I try to follow. I don't try to go crazy, but last time I looked, I saw Tony Bynes popping and pooting and banging the pot and pooting and all that stuff. Next thing I know, he's a bad a week. I don't know what in the world going on, man. Can't keep up with it.
Help
me out there.
He was pooting and popping with
Night-Night. He was getting that pocket chain with pocket chain.
Yeah, he was getting that pocket chain with pocket chain. That's what made him bad of the week. The Mustang made him bad of the week.
Okay.
And,
he was driving the pocket chain car now? I didn't know.
Jay got a tick. And Tony said, if you come down here with Big Son of a Gun, he'll get you in some trouble.
We're here. Hold on, we're here. Don't read no text from Tony Bynes. He can hit the one button. Come on and talk for us, sir.
Uh-oh.
Ain't on, dog. I'm just messing with Ken Hot Dog. Yes, sir.
Hey, what we're gonna do? Hey, Wheelchair. Real soon, we're gonna make we're gonna try to, you know, do a little surprise visit and ease up somewhere and see what's gonna happen. We're gonna try to do
that.
Oh, man. Uh huh. Uh huh.
Willie Dog just texted me and said you got the back shot.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You know I ain't gonna keep taking them back tires like that. I ain't gonna keep taking it. I'm gonna have to end up going on and lock in.
Yeah, them back tire threats. Yep.
Yes, sir.
He said you ain't taking it. He giving it to you. You ain't taking it. He giving it to you, Cameron.
That's right. Even though I didn't say it, but that's right.
Yeah, you gonna have to put a stop to them back tire threats.
Yes, sir. I like how you're talking, kid.
He must think you're calling.
Yeah, that's what they think, man. It's coming soon, kid. I took my daughter down to Kansas University and dumped her off. So now I'm ready to go. I got to go now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Are you ready? Better sit down for a little while longer, Tim. Sit down for a little while longer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because you dropped the album, you're going to be calling back for some more money and stuff, so.
Yeah, Daddy, I need. I've been through that now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised ain't nobody want to come on and talk about their race. I know there's some more events coming up.
Ain't no big deal, kid. I mean, Wheelchair, as soon as I get through posting these and stuff, I'm going to be out of here. Oh,
well, that's understandable, dog. Kid, you going to Texas?
No, I ain't going to be able to go to Texas.
Why not?
I got to lay around in Illinois for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So I ain't going to be able to go to Texas.
Okay.
That's all right, kid. Do what you got to do, big boy. Do what you got to do, kid. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Hey, dog. I think that dog on Reverend Bryant, I think he got his eye on me, dog. I think he got his eye on me.
What you mean by that, brother?
Man, he got all pressure over there. I saw him make a shakedown at the track, boy. Ooh,
talking about Reverend Brown to be on the show?
Yes, sir. I think he got his eye on me, dog. I think he got his eye on me.
Hold on a minute, man. You mean to tell me he got a race car? I thought it was a big ugly race car he had. Let me see. Let me open his mic up here. Reverend Brown.
Dre like to get things started. That doggone Dre like to get things started.
Reverend Brown, tell Michael, you got all pressure, Reverend Brown?
Yeah, he got all pressure now. That darn Dre trying to star some meth.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Not the Alondra out of Texas.
Alondra.
Yeah.
Man.
I want to see the two preachers go to war.
Kimo say he'll be out real soon. It's been eight years, but he'll be out real soon.
We having a this year show, not last year show. Uh-oh, uh-oh, here come Drake.
I'll be a millionaire real soon, too.
Yeah.
Come on, Drake.
Uh-oh.
Say, kid, just like you ain't going to test the whole lot.
Don't cuss now, Drake, because we ain't been cussing, Drake, so don't cuss yet.
Just like you ain't coming down here, a few more of them better stay up there, too. They better not come this way.
Oh, man. Not the idle threat, Dre.
No, that's not a threat. That's a promise.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you better, a few of them better take heed what you said. Now I got to stay around home for 2 or 3 more weeks. They better stay at
home. I hear you, Dre.
Well, you know, hey, they all know who's supposed to be coming this way, and if I was them, I would take heed to staying home. I wouldn't want to step out of bounds.
Hey, Dre, a kid.
Yeah.
They know that Big Red may come down there. See, the foundation down there ain't real stable. Down there, you know, so I don't know. We shake the ground when the Big Red come, and then we going to have Coleman Young coming too. Lord have mercy. It's going to be trouble down there, boy.
Excuse me. We don't care about no Coleman Young, no Fat Red, no none of that. I'm telling you, if I was them, I'd stay
at home. That's right, Dre. Don't be scared of them, Dre.
Straighten them, Dre.
Oh, they know they coming within firing range.
They tried to sit Reverend Brian on me, but they noticed I didn't back down.
Yeah, you didn't back down. You got quiet when he got on the phone. You hung up.
Oh, man, not the church mouse.
He sure didn't back down. He just got real quiet. And you better tread light because he on here now listening to you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but he gonna get out of here in a minute because they're going to start cussing me. Chef Lee might go, but Pajo might go. You know, they're going to get the cussing in a minute, so Rev's going to leave out and he'll be gone. They go Pajo with that leg.
Block.
Come on, don't y'all start tonight. Come on, guys.
Hey, no, that heart sound like he got COVID-16.
They get the bell.
Come on, man.
I really would like to bring Big Red down there and do a little entertainment. It is for entertainment purposes only. Big Red might come on down there and shake the ground down there, boy. I got somewhere to go now.
Hey, dog, all he got to do is get on the road. The road travel both ways.
Yeah, you right about that.
Oh, man. Not the interstate.
He can get on the inner or outer state. It don't really matter, Ken.
Hey, I just want y'all to know I'm on here.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. Way to go there, Mad Man. We need you. We need you on there. Be a witness.
Like I say.
If I go to Texas, it ain't going to be about no word about no Juneteenth.
Hey.
It's July now.
Hey, Tim. The reason why I didn't stop Dre, because he wouldn't lie. They said, when they ain't lying, you don't stop them. You got quiet. You got like a church house mouse. You got real quiet.
Oh, man.
Well, if the man talking, I can't talk at the same time.
Yeah, and the man asked you, where is he at? And then you never said anything, little brother. So don't get on here. You get on here preaching, and then you get on here lying at the same time. Man,
stop. Hello, that
must.
You knew I was on the phone.
Hey, dog, the man get on here and preach and lie at the same time.
That's a double standard.
That's called a hybrid reverend. That's a hybrid reverend.
But, dog.
Leave that out of here, please, man. Y'all leave that out by that part. We're on a different subject now, so don't y'all crossbreed that if y'all don't mind. I can't make you do it, but I'm asking you not to do it though.
Well, thank you, dog. I'm gonna leave that alone. You right? I'm gonna leave that alone.
Will dog, you have to play that song.
Hey, Tim House.
For ball, come on.
Hey, Tim House.
Yeah.
Hey, Podjo and Dog, y'all back up for a minute. Hey, Tim House.
Yeah.
There you go, Timmy. You taking Big Red down to Texas?
We haven't made a decision yet. It's still early.
Let me know when you make the decision. But they say Real Deal is waiting on you.
Man, that's the first time in history
two preachers going to go at it if one of them.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be the price of admission. They're going to have the whole church out there then.
So let us know, Tim. Because I heard you on the show the other morning. You were kind of rough there. And like you say, you've been to the college all day. You did all your college stuff. It's time to go racing now. Come on out with that leash out of the car, Big Red. Because you messed with brother Brian over there, Real Deal. You must forget he got a funny car.
Hey, man, if he get that damn car down here, hey, we got a little four-wheeler we might try Tim House with.
Oh, man.
That's disrespectful, Dre.
Yeah, I appreciate that, kid.
I got a little old four wheel around here. Hell, I love a guy right there and run over Tim High with it.
Oh, man.
That's very disrespectful.
But you know what, kid? I'm tired of keep bringing up Bro Eric's name. I'm getting tired of it. I really am.
Hold on.
If you don't like what we say, do something about it.
Do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tim.
He'd rather not be referred to as Real Deal right now
if you talk about grudge racing. Call him Real Deal. Great me. So you don't like nobody
bringing him up, do something about it.
He's the real deal now. He's the real deal. I don't think he got no problem with dancing with Big Red.
He ain't got no problem dancing with Big Red, Big Orange, or Big Blue. He don't care. As long as he come from Detroit.
Oh, man. In other words, you don't give two hoots about Detroit, huh? Is that what you're saying?
He don't care nothing about those fellas, man.
That's what he did. He's done that.
That's talking down on the Motor City boys.
No, but see, they just ain't never seen Big Red when we pushed over in high gear. We cut the video off.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Man,
all you
I ain't
do
never
is
seen
put a
Big Red
and
no gear. The last
see
gear,
what Big Red
hey,
can do.
The last gear I seen Big Red in, man, Lil Will was about 6 cars out in front of him.
Oh,
no,
man.
That's a lie.
No, the last
that's
one I seen, man, he
that's
went red for the bread. He went red for the bread.
That's a lie.
They both still mounted out to be a couple of other races.
I'm sick of it. I'm getting tired of it.
Do something about it, man. Do something about it.
I'm gonna have a meet with the crew and see can we make the trip.
Go get Lombard, go get Clyde, and go get all of them. Go have the meeting. What y'all waiting on?
Oh man, not the powwow.
See, that's the difference. You gotta go have a meeting. Eric just ready to meet you at the line.
Lord have mercy.
He didn't never give you power to lock in.
Well, I can guarantee you it ain't no problem with me locking my own money in with his car. If he don't race you, you win. So I can do what I want.
Got a point there.
Dog,
hey Timmy, I'm still over here.
You better take it. You better
Timmy.
Start taking care of your
blah,
taking
blah,
control
blah,
of your
blah,
show,
blah,
dog.
Hey Timmy, I'm
yes,
still
sir.
Over here. And guess what, Timmy? I got booking right. Timmy. Man, we now, out. What kind of deposit are you talking?
Long as Tim Hines don't know, Eric text me and say, Dre, you can book my car. Okay, so I'm gonna lock my.
Hey, God, don't run him off the phone. Yeah, we still talk about stuff, man. What do we ain't got nothing to talk about before y'all run him off the phone?
No.
Y'all run him off the phone too early.
What do you mean
he
run him off the phone?
You
going to hang up?
Hey, we trying to see what Tim Hines going to do with Lil Red.
That horse in the background sound like a Clarksdale or something. I don't know.
A Clydesdale?
Yeah, that would have. Yeah. You know
that sounds like a horse on his dead leg finna die.
I thought it was the guys up north always doing it. Is somebody down? Oh, I forgot. No. Chef Lee might go. It might be Stokey or somebody. I don't know.
That's probably Lee over there with all that, man. You know how Chef Lee, he cook horse meat, so he, you know.
No, Chef. Oh, there go that horse again.
Hey, Drake. That ain't me.
Yeah, what up, baby boy?
I will let your ass know that I did it.
Hey, man, hold up. Don't cuss
me,
man. You ain't heard me say now cuss word. Don't cuss at me, man.
I said, I'll let your ass know I did it. I didn't cuss at you.
Let me know you're doing it.
If I did decide to cuss at you, I'll let you know I'm looking at you when I see you.
Hey, yeah, let me know you're looking at me. Let me know you're interested.
I told you, Chef ain't a hot behind, nigga. He's going to throw it out there and hide behind it.
No, I ain't.
I didn't know. But I want to make sure very clear. Are you saying that Brother Eric is looking my way? Is that what you're saying? I need to make sure.
You called that man's name, so I got him on the phone for you. You was a lie.
That man, come on the line again. Boy,
you know what, Eric was on the back line conversing with y'all back there on that back line? I'm going to have to get in for that.
Hey, look here, man. Dre went over there and said something to Brother Eric.
And then I don't know what happened after that. Then Madman got involved. And
man,
I'm
man,
man,
man, man, straighten
way.
That out, man. I'm going to be quiet. Straighten
oh,
that
man.
Out.
Yeah, you should have been quiet
man,
at the
man.
Beginning.
Going Tim Miles was on there. You know, Ben Tim Miles. You know, he hard with the big kahunas. And he acts like he wanted some problem with brother. I ain't going
to
call him brother Eric. I mean,
because
we grudge racist. He wanted some problem with Real Deal. Dre get Real Deal on the phone. Next thing I know, brother Tim acted like Lil Kazoo. He just disappeared. We know where he went to.
Hold up. So it's like somebody cut that man kahunas out. He got so quiet once brother Eric got on. Brother, is it?
Okay.
Still need me? Yeah. Am I still needed?
All right, brother. I'm glad you bring that up now. I was just gonna put a case on you, Reverend Eric. Oh, Reverend Eric,
hey,
on the phone.
Hey, dog. He said one thing before he left. Dog. He said, "Mad man." Hey, dog. He said one thing before he hung up. He said, "Mad man, you got booking rights. Lock whoever you want to win."
So that's like he said, bring Coleman Young, bring Big Red, bring Fat Red, bring Small Red, bring all that stuff down this way.
I only want one. I want the preacher. I want the preacher.
I want all of them. If they come this way, we gonna send them back on a. Ooh wee, man.
Said you want
I
want to
give Big Red an invitation.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna get Quan and them to give Big Red a special parking spot.
Oh man, not the front and center.
Yeah, him a good spot.
I'm gonna do my favor, dog. I'm gonna give him $5 on gas money. I'm gonna give $5 that I bet on gas money.
Matter of fact, you give him $5, I'm gonna give him $10. That's $15. Might not be much, but it's enough.
Listen, you doing the talking, doggone Madman doing the talking.
He don't want to talk to you. You don't need to talk to him. Y'all just need to get in the lane, put the money up, have each congregation, your congregation from Detroit, his congregation from Dallas, and let's get it on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, man. And
y'all can kumbaya later, but let's get the congregation race on.
Not meat on the concrete pad.
Better church said amen.
Amen.
You know how them churches had them little conventions where everybody meet up and stuff. Let's have them meet up out there.
Willie Dawg.
Yes, sir. Come on, Willie.
I don't want to see if I do decide to do what I need to do, I don't need no problem with all the money and all the issues and drama, because I don't know if Dre's word is real good. I don't know if Madman's word real good. I ain't really heard too much but a bunch of rhetoric and kumbaya stuff. I need to see.
Willie
Dawg,
he done made me mad, Willie Dawg. He got the back tie now. He done made me mad.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Not the back tire.
Got the whole back tire.
Oh, shit. Are we having a silent crash?
Now, see, do we want to go down there and ride some horses?
Man, I allowed to bring one of my horses out there and run to him house. Now, let him and Eric don't lock in. I lock him in with the horse.
Oh, man, not the single horsepower.
Oh, man. That's new. What about
I locked
new?
You in one of my horses, and I ain't been on the horse in 5 months. Now what?
Lord.
Hey, boy, now that would not sound like you done got shot in the head for real. You know how they say that last little old brother, after you hit him, after you shoot him and kill him.
Well, y'all getting very disrespectful, him.
Don't nobody respect no damn Tim House. What has he ever done besides got by
House?
Little Will?
It wouldn't take me but 2 weeks to shut a whole lot of mouths up, Tim House.
Like you say, dog, he got to get with Lombard, and he got to get with Clyde, and he got to see if all the, you know, how many more yards he got to cut for he can barely make it to Texas. You know, it's,
oh,
it's
Lord, Greg, you're killing the man, Greg.
There's a lot that come with that now.
Damn.
You know, you got to see if the government going to be shut down where he ain't got to go to work. There's a lot to come with that done, dog. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what all I can get, dog. They say I'm getting a few dollars for gas. They say I'm getting a private parking spot. Madman say I got the back tie. I'm just going to sit around and see what all I can get. That's all.
I'm gonna make it even better for you. Say I got a whole half a deal in my deep freezer now. I'm gonna bring it out there and smoke it. You can come on and pick off it too.
Oh Lord, like no damn deal now.
I'm gonna let you get some deal meat. Good deal.
Some venison. They call it venison though.
Hey dog.
Venison, okay.
Willie Dawg, for that COVID-19, Dr. Fauci told us you must wash your hands. I don't know if I trust Dre. You got to wash your hands.
Okay.
Man. Oh, man.
You can't tell the difference whether he washes or not, though, to be honest with you. You seen Dre's hands?
Well, you know, I got some. Hey, dog, I even make it sweeter for him. I have hand sanitizer on both sides for him. That's 99.9 germ.
And bleach.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Oh,
I'm gonna bleach your
car
after. Hey, look here. I'm gonna bleach Big Red after we get through whooping him though. Can we do that?
What happens if you lose?
Okay, you just go over there and pull some chloride on
Bud Eric. I want the same enthusiasm. I want the same excitement, man. Somehow blow it
out.
It came
out.
Yeah.
8:30 your time, the back tire go away.
I thought so.
Hey, man, you know what? Damn that back tire. Say, Tim Howard, get on up there like a man. Ain't nobody giving you nothing. You running your mouth, so get your old ass up there like a man.
No, Dre, he still got 7 more minutes to lock in and get the back tie. He still got 7 more minutes.
Yeah.
So he needs to think about what he's going to do.
I give him 8 more minutes. He still ain't going to lock it in.
Oh, man.
That ain't 8:30 his time, man. That ain't 8:30 his time. He's just 7:23. Where
he got the same time you got. He up in Michigan. He on Western time. I mean, Eastern time like you.
He's Eastern time zone.
No, he ain't.
Yeah,
in Michigan. Yeah, and in Chicago. And with the real. See, the real people on Central time. All the more fake people on Eastern time.
So, Tim, is 8:24 you at, Tim?
Yep.
Yeah.
He is, though. Yes, sir.
Yep.
8:25.
Okay.
Okay.
8:31.
How much you guys going to go on? Same time zone y'all got, dog. Shut your mouth when I'm talking. How much you guys going to go for? How much you want to go for? I got to have all the information before I make the trip. What you talking about?
Well,
how much?
Well, you know.
What you trying to go for?
You make the call.
Yeah, you call the price. What you trying to go for?
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, not the price is right.
I haven't talked yet.
Go talk to your coolers. I don't know what to say. They trying to overbet me and all that. You know?
Yeah, you gotta make sure all the chicks are put together.
Where were you for some cheeseburgers? Where were you for some cheeseburgers, Tim?
Say, man, we done took this whole show up talking to Tim Hauser. You know damn well he ain't coming down here.
You don't know nothing, Dre.
I'm finna cut this grass. You show right. I'm going on mute.
Hey, ask Willie Dawg. Willie Dawg, didn't you see Big Red down in Carolina?
Carolina, we talking about
Tim. Big Tim, hold up. Big Tim, some people didn't know you had a car. I told them you called it Big Son of a Gun, though.
Yes, sir. The Big Son of a Gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to call that goddamn car Small Fry.
Who you trying to get in lock in with, Dre? You trying to get in lock in with every car?
Yeah. You don't get up there with every. That's whose name he kept calling.
Man, he got a dog.
Yeah,
oh,
now, dog. He asked for this, dog. We ain't picking on Tim. Everybody on the show don't think we picking on Tim. Tim asked for this. He asked for this, man.
Put Eric in the left lane. He can't even see the tree. That big-ass Scooby got on that car.
Oh, man.
You sure right, dog? Because when I first seen the car, I thought it was a funny car. I knew we got a real funny car.
And
kind of
it
just looks funny. It ain't funny. It just looks funny.
And it's ugly. It's ugly, too. Let me see.
That would make it look so funny.
Hey, y'all better be quiet now because Reverend Eric is on the phone now. He's on the phone. I'm going to put him in. If you don't, put him in the left lane or flip a lane choice. If you win lane choice, take the right lane. Let him
well,
the left.
Dog, if we come all the way down to Texas, they can't show no hospitality.
Got a point there, Tim. Got a point there now.
You come to Texas, we're going to let you pick the lane. You pick the motel. Whatever you want. You pick the lane, the motel, whatever you want to pick.
Oh, man. Not the rule.
You come to
in.
Texas, man. Everything's way big for you. Texas, Tim. I'm going to send them to that motel down there, the one where Kennedy was at that time. That's a good motel.
Last time we
were
around,
you know the
we had the police department.
What's the difference between a motel and a hotel? What's the difference?
Hell, I don't know. They both got beds, huh?
No. One of them, you know, is enclosed and one of them is open. I'm serious. Motel.
I never getting caught up in that. I remember people used to always try to figure it out, but hell,
I thought a motel can be extended stay, and a hotel was just for a short period of time. It's sometimes like the motel has kitchens. And
hotel is probably you have to go inside. You have to go inside a motel. You don't. Motel, you just don't. It's not a, you know. It just.
Oh, you
walk
can
up door,
go from the room outside the door?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the difference.
Okay.
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
Come on, kid. How you know about that kind of music, kid?
That's
Cardi B. We're going to see can we get that going on.
What the bad of the weekend, man? Get the bad of the week on here, man.
Oh, man. Not the boss.
Man.
The boss is back,
boss
baby.
He shut out in the morning show. Did nobody want to talk to boss?
The boss is back.
Yeah. They're talking about I don't give boss no credit. I give boss credit when he do so. Now, he could have got the jackass, too, now. You know that, don't you, Dre? Because he went out there with that night doing that popcorn machine for 3 weeks.
Oh, man, not the night. Not the popcorn
machine.
Hey,
man, you mean to tell me that guy shut down TMR this weekend?
Yeah. TMR was scared to come on the phone, period.
Wow.
Hey,
Tony Bryan, you're a bad boy, like I always knew, but they were rough riding. So now he done got his little program together, so you don't really hear
TMR. I didn't say he got his program together, Dre. I'm just saying he went out there and raced this week and he won. And, hey, Dre, he was there. Hold on a minute. He was the bad of the week, Dre. He was the bully of the week.
And he was the driver of the week, man. He did. He got three spots this week, man.
That's what I'm saying. He got three points this week.
Trifecta.
Yeah.
Tony the Bosser.
The boss is back, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, just because he won it, don't mean he's back now. But he's doing all right.
Well, he's doing all right with the little Mustang now. The other car.
But Tony said they better not call. He said they better not call his name. He said they got him scared to say trouble. They scared to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, but look here. Hey, anybody from the DMV hit the one button. I got a little something to bring out about the DMV. We got a man up in the DMV. He needs some strengthening, man, because he did some dumb shit, and then he's trying to be tough about
man.
It. Not,
not the Weeby
yeah,
Cooper.
Yeah, over the DMV. No, not Weeby Cooper.
Cooper.
I ain't talking about that one. That's something else. Not him. I'm talking about this other guy that locked in Sweet and Loaded. Locked him in. One guy locked him in, and his brother, but he found out he had something else to do that week. So he said, hey, I can't make it. I'm going to move it to next week, or I'm going to move it to another time. The man said, I don't care. Why don't you pay this money here? His brother come on trying to be tough. I reckon it's his brother or cousin or somebody. Come on, we ain't paying you nothing because we told y'all we made a mistake. Well, you got to pay for your mistake.
Oh,
you
man.
You got to pay for that.
Not the John Gotti of New York.
Come on, man. Then they want to get tough on there. They want to act tough on there. But I told my man, Marcus Walker, I told him, man, just leave that alone and y'all will know next time, have that money in somebody's hand. And when his ass don't show up or make that mistake, his money gone.
Good point.
Yeah. That was messed up, though. But, you know, I don't know why people up there, and some of them agreeing with him. Oh, man, the man made a mistake. He booked the wrong date. Who fought his debt because he booked the wrong date? He had something else to do. Who fought his debt, kid?
He is.
You gotta pay for your mistake.
You got that right.
Pay for your damn mistake. Man, they got, you know, of course, you know, they put me in there and they asked me and they almost cussed me out.
Hey, where the dog?
Hey,
dog, that go William.
Yeah.
That go DMV. That go William Brown.
Oh, I don't need William Brown ass on the phone because he been bullying everybody, too. With his come on, William Brown. Come on in there, William Brown.
Good.
That's my boy, though. But he been,
hey,
he been that
now,
fuck
on,
that damn pony.
Look, let's get this straight first. Motherfuckers will laugh and talk shit, and I see them doing it with Tony Bynum. They laugh and talk shit when you want to go down the track. I ain't scared of you. All y'all. As soon as you go down there and whip somebody's ass, first thing, you don't fit the rules.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Anybody know that we're down there Friday, we couldn't even get the damn car down the track. So when we went to the meeting, it was all steel, all glass, extreme glass. So they allow front and back windows plexiglass, and they allow some fiberglass on the car, which I don't have no fiberglass on none of my panels. But it was some cars.
Right.
So in the meeting, So CT said, anybody in the driver's meet, anybody in the meeting got a problem with any one of these cars running the class, say so name. Ain't nobody ain't pay attention to me. I ain't said a damn word.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you go out there and kicking ass, you all carbon fiber.
Then they got something to say. Yeah, I know how they go, Wee.
That's what I'm fighting now. Well,
your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Four.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm gonna call his ass out too, punk ass. He gonna call me out.
Winston, get Tony on the phone. Let's get this shit straight now. Get Tony on the phone, Winston.
We're gonna get this shit straight.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do some straightening.
Oh, man, not the straightening pie, Joe.
Yeah, straighten me. That's what Pie Joe said. Pie Joe sent me the song. Said, straighten me. Wheelchair just ain't doing, he didn't do his job this morning. He told me he was asleep. You out there, Wheelchair?
How can he be asleep? He just come off vacation. He been on vacation. How you sleep?
Will it.
Hold up.
I'm finna go to sleep, too. Who is my line for? You got to call.
You've been screwing up all day today, Will. I get it. Okay. You've been screwing up all day today.
Damn, I got one.
Please check the number.
He cut that motherfucker off. Hey man, I'm gonna ask y'all this. If you got the background, mute your phone, man. When I find it, I'm cutting you off. Cause if you able to three people talking, the rest of y'all should be on mute. Hold on, maybe we might have Tony here. Come on in there. What you got, Bobby?
Hold the goddamn mic up, you motherfucker. Don't tell me what to do. You hit the goddamn button. Okay, you ain't on it now. Don't tell me what the hell to do on my show. I'm tired of people. I'm getting tired of people coming on my show telling me what to do on my show. I'm getting tired of it.
Lord,
I'm gonna find this noise.
Not the Memphis gangster. Not the Memphis gangster. Shit, he's better than Memphis gangster on mute. Boy, dog, a bad motherfucker. All you gotta do is hit that one button. I just found the noise. I hung him up. I told y'all, I was trying to be nice today. Y'all pissed me off though.
Come on in, come on. Dog, want to hit the one button. Tony Bynum got his damn phone disconnected. 313. Oh no, he don't want nothing. That's what you call him. He always hit the damn. I don't know why he told he got to hit the one button and listen to the show. 313-6638. Man, you mess up my show every week. Don't you got to hit the one button? You ain't got to hit no one button and listen. Just got dog gonna listen, fool. That's mailman. Somebody got to hit the one button. Mailman, he must got to hit the one button and listen. He must got to hit the one button and listen. Not the walkie-talkie. Just to catch you up, if y'all ain't seen that damn short ass
3-foot-tall CJ.
Come on, CJ. I don't like him either.
Look, that motherfucker, the deal with the shootout was I had to give nitrous back. Any combination had to give nitrous small blocks a back tie. But I was cool with that.
Well, I see. I don't play that in the shootout, though. If you can't in a shootout, nobody should be able to give nobody nothing. All shootouts should be run head to head.
They just a rule they had to try to keep it square. So
no, that ain't keeping it square. That's just, because how you gonna know who can get who the back tie? If you can't run head up, you shouldn't even be in it. That's good point.
That's the same thing I say too now. That's the same thing I say.
How do I know how fast you is or nothing? Whether you were fanned back or nothing. So if you get in the shootout, it's head up. If you don't like it, don't get in it.
Right. That's right. That's what I'm saying. So this motherfucker, shorty, two foot two, this motherfucker, him and his boys talk shit about, give me the break, we'll run you for any amount of money.
All right, I got Bobby on his own phone now.
Where the fuck William Brown that talking about threatening the boss? Man, you don't threaten the boss on no goddamn national show. I got balls on the goddamn line, William Brown.
Hey. Fuck Tony Bynum. Tell him to bring his ass and I'll match him car for car. Just like he got it. And I'm going to match him with a chance to car the same way.
And I'm gonna send his ass. Might send him back. He might send him back without a trailer, just a car and a truck.
Shit.
He torn that bitch back to do it with a rope.
You gonna have to pull that motherfucker in if you leave that truck. I mean, but you got to pull it if you leave that trailer.
Talking about where you at, man? That man trying to call you at. You the boss.
Trade them, boss. Man, I ain't say shit to him. And he come on the post, making a post about a damn all steel car. Straighten them, boss.
Hey, no, I saw you put on post. You got the fastest 4.84 up there in DMV. Is that true?
The baddest all steel 4.84 car in the DMV, and I do, and it's gonna be down there on your ass too.
Trouble trying to lock in with you.
Well, I tell you what, you ain't all steel. That's casting on fiberglass with a single carburetor. Mm-hmm. We got one too. Lock in with the Grand Am.
Ain't no we. I'm talking about running you. We talking about we. I'm talking about running you. What you got?
He got a Grand Am, fool. He's talking about his car.
Which Grand Am?
Hey, great. Let the two people talk, Drake. Let the two racers talk, Drake. Let them talk first.
Yeah, I was talking about. You need to take that post. No. I'm locking in with a man talking about he the baddest man around here on that Mustang. I don't know if you got all steel or not. I don't care if you got all steel. It's your car. You put what you want on your car.
And I don't care. And I don't care. You got one carburetor. Lock in with the Grand Am.
Oh no! You need to take the Mustang down and put the Grand Am up there then.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Take the Mustang down. No. Take the Mustang down and then put the Grand Am up there. Then you maybe have some truth to your toast. But don't be faking on there talking about you run in by 4.84.
You know what you like? You like them old dudes that graduated 4 or 5 years from high school but still coming back fucking with the high school girl. You fucking with that all steel Mustang.
I don't know what you got in your car, man. I don't try to expose nobody's car. I'm saying that you put a post up there. You say you got the baddest 4.84 around there. Now I say you ain't.
I don't know about Will.
See, down here south, we don't care what you got in your car. You got an all steel car, all fiberglass car. We don't care. Matter of fact, we're not coming to the end of the month. You can buy. I know you got plenty of money. You can buy your fiberglass doors if you want to.
I bought that car for a situation. Look. You bring night.
Well, your situation is not messing with me then. You stay on the other situation. Leave this situation alone.
No, you said something to me. I ain't mentioning your name. You said something.
You put on a post. You say you got the fastest 4.84 car around here. You ain't saying nothing about all steel.
It is all steel. Go look at the post. Anybody can tell.
Who cares? Who cares? You got all steel. That's your problem.
But, hey,
that sound like a bike problem to me.
Hey, William Brown, tell him lock your goddamn Grand Am in, and let y'all do that.
What I'm saying is, if you'd have put the Grand Am up there, wouldn't have said that. But don't be putting no fake posts like your Mustang and all that.
How you gonna tell somebody what to put on their motherfucking page, man?
Dre, we gonna talk about Kentucky Derby in 2 minutes. Let's talk about Derby right now.
No, hell no. You got Bobby over there for you.
When we start talking about Kentucky Derby, you just heard Dre.
Man, shut up.
Stop talking about no goddamn horses and mules. We ain't talking about horses and mules right now. Let's talk about race cars.
Hey, look, Drew,
I know you will.
Let me tell this shit right quick. You bring trouble. You bring not trouble. Yeah, you can bring trouble. Bring trouble and night, and I give you the back tie with both of them.
Nightman ain't got no oil pressure. Nightman ain't got no oil pressure. But I can't bring trouble against that Mustang you put up there. You got the fastest Mustang around here now.
I'll put you to back out with my Grand Am. And ain't showing
no. I know you will.
You can't say it's a class car.
All I'm saying is it ain't hard for you to take post, Will. It ain't hard for you to take the post. Just take the post down.
You said what? No.
Just take the post down. You ain't got the fastest 4.84 around here, Nightman.
This man what to put on his page.
It ain't hard. All you got to do is match
the lead. No, 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 no.
I tell you what, you say I ain't got the baddest 44. Bring trouble, and I'm gonna come with a grand am with the same motor that's in the Mustang. Bring trouble up here, and I guarantee you, I got your ass.
Oh, you misunderstood. You worry about that post. That's why I want you to take that Mustang post down. That's all you got to do.
That's what I thought. Well, you bring
putting these fake poles on this. You know, I got the fastest car in the world.
Yeah.
All you got to do is lock in, William. Lock in, William.
No, you lock in. I'm telling you what, I'm going to lock in. William.
You don't. I made my point. You don't have the Precious 484 car up there, okay? You don't. When I come up there, you might have it up there. You might have it up there. You might have it up there before I get up there, but when I get up there, you ain't got the fastest one up there.
Oh, man. I'm going to prove it to you.
Lock me in and beat me?
If you won't lock the right, you won't lock a Tesla car in just like yours. Lock the Tesla
car. Look here. Take the Mustang down and put the Grand Am up there then you get some respect.
That's what I thought. We'll put the 484 in the car. It ain't no problem.
That nigga talking about the bully out of me. And he think he really is
lock
bully.
Lock in. That's all I got to say.
Lock in 500 or 2,000 better. You're going to put that 484 in that Grand Am one carburetor. We lock. What time you want to do it? Good bluffing ass.
What time you want to do it? You tell me.
We'll do it 8 o'clock Saturday evening.
No, I ain't waiting no damn 8 o'clock.
What time you want to race then?
The track still good.
What time you want to race then?
Hold on. Let's get this shit straight. One carburetor, 484.
That's what you said.
In a Grand Am.
In your Grand Am?
No, not my blue one. The red one we got.
Oh, God damn. Oh, my God. I ain't know. I'm talking about your Grand Am. I ain't talking about nobody else. But Grand, I ain't trying to beat everybody. I'm trying to beat you.
Hold on. We ain't talking about nobody else's Grand Am. We talking about our Grand Am.
Who is our?
I ain't say. My teammate, me and my teammate, we got a red Grand Am with a 44 in it with one carburetor on it. Come get it. That's what we trying to lock you in with. We trying to be.
You got Willie Balls big. You got Willie Balls big tires. You got small tires.
There you go. We got Willie Balls and big tires.
I'm asking you the car. I don't even know the car. What you got? I'm asking you what you got.
Big tires.
Oh no! Hell no! Everybody told me to take my big tires off, and I'm not got that running against big tires. Y'all told me to take my shit off. Hell no! Shit like that. I'll be twatted. I sure can't. But I can tell him I'm not gonna lock him in.
I know that.
I'll be a damn fool. Y'all fool me to take my shit off my car, and then you want to run me with a car. We'll tie like I used to have.
Taking your shit off your car. You let somebody tell you take your.
I ain't no damn fool. I'm just saying.
Hold on, Tony. I tell you what, that Mustang, and you can check it. You can see what you got and want to see. Whatever is on 29. You give me the back tire. I guarantee you won't catch it. Now lock that in for five or better.
For five what? 5,000?
5,000 or better.
Come on, man. I will lock you in. I will give you the backstage tie. Lock in 500 on 2,000 belt. You got the back tie. Yes, you got that. That great Camaro. A great Mustang.
Tony, $2,000. I can go up in the bleachers and bet tie back there. I'm not going out on the track.
Okay. I go 2,500 then. 5 on 25 or better. What time you want to race?
Everybody to come with you. Tell them to bring $1,000. 5 or better. We'll run you. You give me the back tie, and I get.
Well, I'm looking at my bike seat. Don't nobody be in the bed. My bike seat. And I travel.
You say what?
No fun riding. I travel.
Man, fix that goddamn phone, man.
Get off that speaker phone, boss. Talk on the goddamn phone.
No, I'm going to the woods thing. But I would lock in 500, 2,500, and that little silver, that little gray Mustang got the bike stay tie. And you can't beat that.
And you're locking in no 2,500. Come on up to 5 grand. Because I'm gonna make sure it's worthwhile to show you how much that Mustang, how fast that Mustang is. Now, you know better.
Everybody know me. Dog done hold pots with me. I don't bet no less than $5,000 when we run.
Oh, okay. You talking to the wrong person then. Shit, you talking to Bobby Cole.
You talking to the wrong person.
You talking to Bobby Cole for that.
So you bring your pot up. Bring your crew and bring your pot.
I'm all right. I'm okay, Bob. I'm okay.
Hey, goddamn, you got Bobby Cole in your corner. Let him put the other 25 with
dog,
him down
for dog, you. Dog, if you don't mute this crazy man, Mike, I'm going to goddamn call the FCC. No, he ain't got no car. Why is he in the conversation, dog? Why is he in the conversation?
Hey, Tony.
We're trying to negotiate. He all in the middle of everything.
The fuck up.
I'm mute his mic, dog.
Thought about you mad at me, baby boy.
I ain't mad at you. We trying to negotiate. You all in the middle of it. You ain't got nothing to do with it. You ain't no William Brian. You ain't got nothing to do with my car. So shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Hey, Dre. I'll take some of your money and put it in the pot when I skin his ass up. All I need him to do is lock in. So you ain't got to say shit. I'll make sure you get some money out of the deal. Lock in, Tony.
I'm locking the 5,000, boss. Bobby Cole on the phone. You're locking 5,000.
No. Just like you said, we ain't talking about Bobby Cole car. We talking about.
I don't run for $5,000 like that, boss. I just don't do it.
So why are you even calling me out? I don't run for $2,500. It's wasting my time.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you only run five thousand or more. But now I know. I'm sorry.
If I'm already at the track, now we can do something. But if I got to travel, hell no, $5,000 or better.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Accept my apology.
Yeah, I accept your apology. You fucking with the right one, man.
Yeah, right. Please accept my apology.
You cool. Everything good. I just wanted to make sure I get you straight.
I did not know you did not run for under 5,000. I know that would never be my answer to your post.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you take your post down and put up there. I can't afford to run them.
I'm telling you. As soon as I start driving, I'm gonna put up there. I can't afford to run for $5,000. I ain't ashamed of that. Ain't nothing no shame, man. Matter of fact, if anybody's sitting down in the house, go and put that up on me. Tony Bynes back down because he couldn't run for $5,000. William Brown tried to buy the race.
I ain't trying to buy the race. Buy a race for what? You coming to
me? Go and tell him because I'm spending $5,000 because it's going to cost me $2,000 to get up there. You ain't got to spend no $2,000 to get up there.
So you right. You spending more money than I am, and I'm trying to give it back to you. Bet $5,000. That way you pay for all your fans.
I ain't got no problem.
And you can have some gambling money.
All the money. Give back to him that way. All the money.
Yeah, all the money. $5,003.
My five to your four.
Your five to my four.
My five to your four. I get the back car with the Mustang.
I'm gonna try that. No, you get the lane choice. Give me back time.
I'm on the money. I get the lane choice.
Don't worry about it. I'm giving you the back stage. Stop dancing. Get thought. What lane I want.
That's what I thought.
Think about
next time you call me out.
Because I might think about that, yeah.
Just sit there and think about it first.
But I tell you what, since you done pissed me off, since you want to be a grown man, run head up for the five.
Yeah, I run head up with the red Grand Am with one carburetor on, 44.
I'm going to see that Grand Am when I get up there.
We ain't going to bring it to the damn track if you ain't going to run.
I got
to
see the car. Well, don't bring it then. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm bringing my car, though.
You want me to send you some pictures?
I'm coming down. I'm coming up there. I'm going to bring my car.
I know you coming because you getting paid for coming. You ain't got this.
I was a motherfucker. Hey. I'm getting paid to come. Please, let's call them so I can let them how they're paying me. Please call him so I get my negotiation right.
If you gonna run, just lock in now and we'll bring up.
Ho. I understand all that, but don't jump the subject. Don't be trying to jump on my money. Who paid me to come up there?
I'm trying to take your money. I ain't trying to jump on your money.
Oh, I thought somebody was trying to goddamn pay me the car. Goddamn, so need to talk all them right now and then we get that over with.
It's a difference.
It's a difference.
Stop beating around the bush and
go ahead and lock in.
If you ain't
going to
lock in, just shut the hell up and get on off the phone.
I'm not going to lock in. I'm already not going to lock in with
$5,000. Let's just head up. I told you we'll run your head up with a grand M with one copyright on it.
I don't know that car. I see that car. I may do that.
You see your inside picture? I make a live video for you, show you inside and out. It's just like yours.
Do you want to come down to Carolina no time?
No.
Okay, I'll run your head up that damn grand am. Come down here.
Hold on. What do you mean Carolina no time? You talking about Lance Race?
Yeah.
Or you just talking about Carolina Dragway?
I don't know where they're having that. Lance Race. Where was Lance having race at? I'll run your head up, keep your big tie, keep your wheelie balls on.
I ain't got no date. I
don't know. I think it's about 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now, I'll be in Denver at PDRA. I can't do nothing 2 weeks from now. I'm trying to make an assessment for you at the end of the month. I'm trying to make an assessment. I got a previous engagement.
I might be going to change my mind by the end of the month. Just keep hold on.
Okay, that's fine. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
Hold on.
But when you get oil pressure with night, do we got to run?
Oh man.
Yeah. The goddamn two pistols come in. I got oil pressure. It got pistols, but the two pistols, all that popping and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not the night.
Yeah, I know. You can fix two pistons. I fix two pistons in between rounds.
I know you can, but if I can find the pistols, that's my problem. Everybody on fucking back order.
You'll find them before Florida, won't you?
I don't know.
Well, shit, I can make some pistons in this shop before Florida comes.
Damn.
You can't make. I ain't know you can make pistons. Now. Make.
Yeah, you can make pistons. That's how they do it.
Right. You talking about Florida in December?
Yeah.
I hear you, I had read about it.
Or you just want to wait till the end?
We'll wait till closer to the end. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna catch your ass. You can run, but you can't hide. I'm gonna catch your ass, and I'm gonna make sure I empty your pockets.
Oh shit.
If you're empty, it's gonna be empty for 25 or 3,000.
Well, I'll run you 2,500 each day we down in Florida then.
I can do something like that. I don't like to bet that much on one race.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make sure I empty them pockets because I don't forget what you did to Old Man Slim. I'm gonna get your ass.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna empty.
So, dog, I guess that segment is done. He ain't gonna do shit. He was just talking shit. Plain and simple.
My.
And you better not bring that pocket change car to Texas. You better leave that motherfucker in Georgia.
Hold on, though.
Oh, man.
Anybody else
pocket change?
On the radio, on the station, on the phone, they got an all-steel 484 they want to run. Dre, put me on mute. I'm going to finish working on my
shit.
Time.
Not to call out.
All right.
Let me know if somebody come up there and want to do something.
Yes, sir. You know I got you.
Yep.
Uh-huh. We got backup for Tony Bryan, punk ass. Mm-hmm. Gonna stop some of these motherfucking bullies and bears and shit.
Oh, man. Gonna stop from shitting on the side of the road and blaming it on the dog, huh, Dre?
You see William Brown made Tony get his ass in that corner. How you calling the bell of the week and then a man come run your ass in the corner the same day you get the award?
Oh, man, not running back in the woods.
See, what'd he do? Ah, Tony. And that motherfucker jump.
Lord have mercy.
ain't know. When have you ever seen anybody make Tony Bynum bad, dog? Who in the hell back Tony Bynum down like that, man?
Who makes Tony Bynum bad, dog, now?
Who in the hell makes Tony Bynum get in the corner?
Make it back up.
That she is. Man told that man he was running with the same kind of goddamn car.
Drake trying to get Tony fucked up.
Oh, well, dog, you gave that man the bad of the week, the bad, the bully, and the driver of the week, and it all got wiped out within a matter of minutes after he got it.
Not really now.
He talking noise to a man on Facebook trying to tell a man what he can put on his page so the man matches that car for car. He ain't told him goddamn. He'll take the back tire from his car for a nickel or better and Tony still goddamn bulls. Ain't bulls. So what that is?
Oh, man, not to Janet Jackson.
Man told him he'll put a 5 to 4. Just let him have lane charge. And this damn fool don't do it. Come on, man. That's pump faking.
Tony must have done fell off. He ain't let you talk to him like that out there.
I don't give a damn he was on there listening. See, right and wrong.
Tony Bynum, still out there, man. Drake talking there,
that's being very disrespectful, dog, to the boss.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching Trigger Man and them do it now, so it's my turn.
Oh, man.
You got a point there, Drake.
Lord have mercy. Not take advantage of the weak.
You know, some of these legends, they need to just go on ahead and give it up, man. Tony may be one of them. It's time about them that passed him up.
Oh, man, not they used to be.
See.
William Brown still out there?
Nah, he fell out. He told me to call him back when he know if anybody wants to.
Everybody texts me now. Everybody texts me now talking about the show still on and everything. I told them they better get in there while they have a chance to get in there. Now everybody talking about they want to get on.
Not the late, late show.
I ain't heard nothing about the damn Rumble in the Jungle this weekend coming up, man. Where's the Rumble in the Jungle now for that?
Oh, man, not the wheelchair.
No. That's Quan and Danny Boy. They supposed to be knocking their own shit. Letting people know what's going on.
Got a point there, Dre.
Enos, Texas.
See, somebody called CJ and told him that William Brown was there talking about it. So if they was on there talking about it, why they didn't get him on the show? He's going to try to tell me to call him. Why he didn't call him to get on the show then? William Brown was there talking about it.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about it. He just said that little short motherfucker.
Yeah. He told the truth, though.
Oh,
jeez.
You saw how Tony Bynum was trying to switch the shit over there to Bobby Cole, too. Oh, Bobby Cole run you for the $5,000? We ain't talking about no damn Bobby Cole. Man, talking about you.
Oh, man, not the Memphis Gangster.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that now, Drake.
No, it ain't nothing wrong with it, but the man was talking about him. You see Bobby Cole didn't want to hit his ass either. The boss Bynum, man. Dog, what you gonna do with the goddamn zookeeper now, man? Those zookeepers been quiet the last couple of weeks.
Well, you a little late, like I said. Did I just tell you I hurt the zookeeper? Did I just tell you? You didn't know that?
Oh, no, yeah, you did say that. No, you said that last week.
Thank you.
That's right. You said that. If it wasn't,
I'd be dead down on somebody's ass with it. That's for sure. Look at all that noise back there.
I don't know who got the damn TV on playing Game Boy.
But like I said, I'm tired. If y'all ain't got me, I ain't gonna do no after hour show tonight. And then some Trigger Lee come on and hit the doggone button. I'm tired now. I'm gonna get out there and go lay down. If y'all ain't got nothing to talk about now, if y'all ain't got nothing, I'm gonna get out of here.
Trigger Lee.
All right, appreciate y'all, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow. If anything jump out, We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, take care, y'all.